want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? Jam-packed with 20,000 people plus. Just people.
Yeah. Tell me something. Who's just people?
Rob Speedway.
Yeah. Thank you, Hot Shot.
Hey, good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Whitehassel and all the ships at sea. Broadcasting from not only the greatest city in the world, but also the most powerful. Fairfax, Virginia, Don Geronimo and Pike O'Mara.
Fairfax, Virginia. There you go.
Get out of here, Rob.
Filled with just people.
Hi, listen, thank you for listening to Don and Mike's show. A new episode on this Friday. October 26th. Yes. Proudly coming to you today from the most powerful city in the world.
Yes.
Washington, D.C., and our flagship radio station, WJFK. Here's the phone number. National number, 877-365-3636. And D.C., your number is 202-432-1067.
All right.
Because everyone who listens to the show, and the guys, all of us doing the show, we're just people.
We are just people.
People. Just people.
Jam-packed with 20,000 people plus. Just people.
Just people. Got some stuff to tell you about the trip back from New York last night.
Do you ever?
Whoa. Yeah.
Lucky dog.
I'll tell you real fast, then we'll get to our newsmaker.
Okay.
I'll just tell you that we were on the train yesterday. Thanks again to Amtrak, 1-800-USA-RAIL. They get us up to New York and back every week.
Yes.
Mike and I are sitting in the car,
in the
train car,
diagonally across from fearless leader Ken Stevens.
Right, and Jeff Hedges, the management guys, are in the same train.
Right.
And we're sitting there, Mike and I are, we're sitting in the seats facing each other, and Mike can't see because it's to his back. I said, oh my God, that looks like Bonnie Bernstein. Buzz, what happened to your microphone?
It just fell.
Well, fix it, man.
All right.
Fix it. We're going to need it for our special newsmaker interview here in a moment.
There you go. He's trying desperately to fix it.
Of Ken and Jeff. So we're thinking, oh, this is going to be a crappy trip because we're on the same train as they are. And again, Mike's facing me with his back to the train. At one point, I said to him, oh, my, look, hey, guess who's sitting behind us, about four rows behind us? Major POA, Bonnie Bernstein.
Wow.
Bonnie Bernstein in her leather pants. From CBS, right? She's on the show all the time. So she gets up to go take a growler, or whatever it is that she's going to do. She went to the ladies' room.
Well, frankly, we timed her when she was in there, and it was...
She was there a long time.
Long enough period of time where we think maybe...
Longer than a number one.
Maybe it was a Duke.
Mm-hmm. So she had to walk past us to get to the bathroom, and as she walked past us, she had this move where she had her head down.
Right.
And she was not making eye contact with anybody. So... We said, well, you know what? We'll catch her on the way back up.
Yeah. So we're checking our watch, and she's been, you know, 3 minutes. Like, man, she's in here a long time. There was more discussion going on her time in the bathroom, and she had no idea.
She's just people. Just people. 5 minutes, she's in there. So she makes her way back up to us.
Packed with 20,000 people plus. Just people.
There he is. Just people. So she comes out of the can, and she makes her way up, and now as she's walking back up the aisle, she's facing Mike, okay, and I've got my back to her. And as she gets up to Mike, Mike says, "Hi, Bonnie." And she stops for a minute, and she looks at us.
She looks at both of us, and you would think, "Hey, guys, how you doing?" That was not the reaction we got.
No. This is the quote. I swear to God, she goes, "Oh, no." Oh, no. She goes, "Oh, no."
She's really, it was like real subtle, but it's exactly what she said. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, and then she stood there for a second. She said, "Don and Mike are on my train." Oh, no. So she made some nice small talk with us, and then you know, she went off and ignored us for the rest of the trip. When we got to the to Union Station, she says, "Boy, you guys sure do walk slow." You know, because she's in shape and everything.
Right.
And as we were going up the escalator, I just tossed it out. He said, "So, you mentioned that you're going to be spending the night in the D.C. area. I think your godson lives out here or something."
All right.
I said, "Anybody picking you up?" She said, "No, I'm going to take the metro. Take the subway to another subway stop out in Virginia where I'm going to be picked up."
Right.
And then I said, "Well, my car's right upstairs. If you'd like a ride."
And I had the pleasure of walking in front of Don, and my companion was Jeff Hedges. lucky me. So meanwhile, I'm walking with this gentleman.
Did you offer him a ride?
No, I did not. I might have, actually.
So I kind of shamed her into it. Because she was like, no, the subway's okay.
Right.
And I said something like, "What? I'm not good enough for you. I can't. It's on my way." Mm-hmm. It's the Nutley Street Station. I mean, it's on my way.
Right.
One exit off the Beltway. Not a problem to take you. And then she was still going to go her separate way.
Right.
And then finally, when we got to that point, you take the escalator to go upstairs to the parking garage. I said,
she thought better of it.
I said, "This is your last chance." And she said, "Well, okay."
Yay! Triumph!
Like she's a girl in a horror movie or something.
She was afraid. She's making that terrible decision to go back to the campground.
She's afraid, so we got in the car. And incidentally, I want to say, with all proceeds going to the Red Cross today, anyone who wants to smell the passenger seat of my car...
How much are you charging?
$25.
$25.
$25.
Very good.
She sat in there for like 45 minutes last night.
Wow.
Crossed her legs a bunch of times, touched the upholstery and everything.
She liked the experience.
Yeah. So I made two important phone calls.
So she got into the car, and then you drove like rapidly out into a very deserted part of the country.
She got into the car, and immediately the thing with all the door locks, they all clue down, and she tried to open the door.
Then you suddenly ran out of gas.
She couldn't get out. So then we're driving along, and we're having a nice discussion, and I figured, oh, Jesus, I better call my wife.
Right.
Just tell my wife.
Sure.
So I called my wife, and I said, hey, I got Bonnie in the car with me, and there was, you know, some nice chatter between the two of them. It was it was cool. Frida's very nice. The next call that I made was to someone who did not take the news as well.
Oh,
that would be to, of course, Charles Broyhill,
of course.
who, as we all know, has got a thing for Bonnie Bernstein.
Absolutely.
Well, he really has got a thing for Bonnie Bernstein. So I love this moment. That I call him up, and I'm talking about some radio station stuff, and I said, oh, incidentally, I got somebody in the car who you might want to say hello to. And she goes, hi. And I know, even though I can't hear it, I know on the other end that he's dying. He'll be down there today donating $100 to the Red Cross to smell that chair.
He's quite fond of Bonnie Bernstein of CBS.
To smell the seat.
And then I got the call from you. after you dropped her off.
Yeah. How pathetic is that? Then I'm like bragging to her. First, I call my wife to get permission to drive Bonnie to the metro station. Then I call Broyhill with her in the car.
Right.
And then after I drop Broyhill off, I call Mike and I go,
that's the real bragging.
Yeah. Hey, I just drove Bonnie to the metro stop.
Because I saw the instant part of the initial part of the deal being negotiated, and I figured she had rebuffed you, and that would be it. And that was when we were on the train platform. And then I noticed that the distance kept getting greater and greater, you know, and as I was walking with the Minister of Doom. And it was only after I was in my hometown of Hooterville getting gas for my car that the phone rang, and there he was, all gleeful, all giddy-like.
Oh, boy.
Sure.
And, you know, what's great about her is that she's hot and... She talks about football all the time.
She's an expert.
Yeah, so it was very nice. Nice seeing Bonnie. We'll see if she treats us any nicer now the next time she's on the show.
Well, no. You know, I think that she, you know, the reaction that she gave us when she first saw us is legitimate.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Also, today we'd like to thank the good people at Pull My Finger. You know, we've played these CDs now for 5 years on the show, where we get a lot of our great sound effects, and they have some new additions coming out. And finally, Mike, finally... The recognition that we have been craving for.
Oh, really?
The credit? Right here on the back of the new Pull My Finger Volume 1, 99 tracks of real repulsive flatulent sounds and songs.
Right.
As heard on.
All right.
Okay.
There we go.
Who's the first disc jockey show mentioned?
Are we the first ones?
The first.
Excellent.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, I think we're the deans of it. I really do.
It says, as heard on E! Entertainment Television, Comedy Central Demand Show, Entertainment Weekly, GQ, Keyboard Magazine, Maxim Magazine, USA Today, and then... The Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
Right. Followed by some lesser-known radio shows.
Yeah, they always have the other shows.
We got top billing.
That's it.
And it's about freaking time we got.
Is there new stuff that they have?
Yeah, he sent along the new one that has bigger, badder, wetter, farts, barfs, and belches.
Ah, fantastic. Good stuff.
So, as always, we thank the good people at Pull My Finger and their website, pullmyfinger.com. That's almost as exciting as when the guy wrote the book and dedicated the book to us.
Nothing better than to see somebody else sharing the love.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Leo, hi.
Hi, boo-boo.
Hey.
Hey, I want to give you $25 to smell your car seat.
All proceeds go to the Red Cross. Come on down. I'll tell you, she had on a tight pair of... black leather pants.
Best $25 I'll ever spend.
They were kind of like tiger striped. They were kind of tan. Now you could have at least noticed the pants. What part of her body were you looking at?
I was looking at her head.
Yeah.
Because I was driving.
You have to.
I was supposed to do stare at her legs when we were driving.
Well, when she first came over to us on the train, she kind of knelt down at our feet. You know, she did that.
Yes, Bonnie Bernstein knelt at our feet.
Hey, Don, leather upholstery or cloth?
Leather.
See, the cloth would absorb the scent better, I think.
Oh, my God. Get out of here, Leo. Hello. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Is this Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
How you guys doing?
Oh, as stated, doing great.
Covered.
I'm calling from D.C., first-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you, Ryan.
I just want to find out, how did Bonnie look in her leather pants?
Bonnie Bernstein, I think everybody's...
But didn't we just cover that?
He'd like to hear it again.
She looked great in her leather pants.
Yeah.
She looked great.
And again, and again.
Anything else we can do for you?
Well, in lieu of little Al Pacino, she's got a great ass.
Okay. All right, there you go. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Garrison.
Yes.
Hi.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Howdy.
How's it going, guys?
It's going great, thanks.
Actually, I've been listening for a long time and a long-time listener in D.C. But, about yesterday, it was kind of disheartening. I mean, not all the way. I don't agree with all of your callers. It was kind of disheartening how what you were saying about the national audience, and I didn't really get what you all were saying.
Are we going to start this up again?
Did you hear us cover it yesterday?
Well, I mean, yeah and no, but I mean, it seems like you all have gotten...
Wait, what does that mean? Sir, what is... Yeah. Sir?
It's going to New York.
Sir?
Yes.
Sir?
Yeah.
What does yeah and no mean?
Yeah and no.
Yeah, that's what we said. You decided not to answer my question.
Yes, no means no.
You know what?
When we said, did you hear when we covered that on yesterday's show, you said
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the kind of arrogant attitude you have now.
Ah, you see, Jenna, you've called before.
What
called before?
What arrogant attitude do we have that you're speaking of?
No, it's just like all ever since New York that you know you go to New York and now you've got all these little New York.
You know what? May I identify something before we do exactly what he wants us to do, which is fall into his little trap. I really beg that this time we don't give him what he is called.
That's fine.
Probably
whatever.
18 or
whatever.
20
you know,
times
whatever.
In the last 6 months.
All I'm saying is you all
and I really would like to. I would like to talk over him for once in my life. I am going to take the point here and say that this guy right now has called us 18 to 20 times. He loves to do this. He was planning on doing this all night. He was waiting till we got on the air today.
Whatever.
And we're not going to give you what you wish.
Listen, if you don't like the fact...
Do what you want, but all I'm saying is you just got on air.
You know what? I'm going to continue to talk over you because I know exactly what you're trying to do. And you're really not going
to
be successful.
Talking over me is
you're not
going to
be successful because I'm
going to
make you more angry because I have a microphone and my voice is louder than yours.
Your vital message.
Just hang up on me.
Your vital message.
Why don't you just hang up on me?
I would, but it would be arrogant to hang up on you.
Right.
It would be terribly arrogant to hang up on you.
You are what is known as an agenda caller, sir.
Yeah, listen, this is a fight that we had yesterday. We resolved it yesterday. If you don't like the fact that you consider us to be arrogant now for a reason that I still can't tell, then don't listen.
And I want this particular caller identified. I want him known because he calls on whatever is the sensitive subject of the day. That is what he does. He calls and he does.
If you don't like the fact that we broadcast from New York and that we talk about New York, then don't listen.
Broadcast from all sorts of places, but
there you go. No problem. No problem. No problem.
I'd like to know what's the arrogant attitude?
You don't got this arrogance about you.
See, there you go.
Give me an example.
Same guy. It's the same guy that laughs.
Give me an example.
Like your new apartment. That's arrogant.
How is that arrogant?
Oh, because you're such a rich guy now that you have to buy up New York.
Well, I believe this individual is very, very bitter.
I got the same amount of money as I had before.
Why don't you own a sports team? Why don't you buy the Washington Redskins?
I would if I could. I don't have the money.
Oh, please.
You really think he has the money, sir?
I don't know. Both of you all together, mind.
You really? Do you think that we are that wealthy?
And would you think this mountain of money has just been poured into our hands in the last 2 months since we started in New York?
I don't know about you all, but Buzz probably does.
Yeah, well, that's not from this work.
I like you, Buzz. You're cool.
And that's just right.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't like you.
You recognize this guy?
It's so typical. It's like he's going by an effing script.
He's got a book. He's got a book. Yeah, he's got the book.
Did you get my name? You've got to recognize this guy.
It's the old divide and conquer.
And it won't work.
Don't you recognize this guy's voice?
I love you all.
No, I don't. I don't divide.
I love you all equally.
It's the same. It's the same tone. We could go back and find tape
on
this
MF. Same thing. Who cares?
But you know you
whether
do.
Whether it
you
is
do.
Or not.
Because you're such a little germ.
Yeah, but listen, all
okay,
how you get your
I
nut.
You hang up on me then, since I'm such a germ. Goodbye.
You're getting your nut, but you're listening to the show, so thanks.
And I would say this time you probably got least, you got less airtime than you've ever gotten before because I've been talking over you. Because I know what you hate more than anything else is when I do that.
Right.
And see, I'm doing it again. I'm not letting you talk. I'm continuing to talk as you're talking. Because I know how much that annoys you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Goodbye. 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 Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Keep listening.
All right, he's gone.
The king of annoying.
Yeah. I will do that. I will do that every time that particular caller calls.
He's gone. You know, I don't like the ball busting with people on something we already covered. But if you're going to call and you're going to say we're arrogant, well, give me an example.
Yeah.
I mean, don't just go, well,
hey. How'd that go again?
That's a dumb douche. God. Dick. Damn.
But remember, you're arrogant because of your apartment.
What does that mean? No, I'm arrogant because I got an apartment in New York.
Place to live. Scared. Shame on you.
Yeah. Yeah, excuse me for finding a place to live.
You should be sleeping on the street.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Jesus. Okay, well, listen, on to the show. It's Friday, and, of course, as you know, here on the show, we're just people.
Jam-packed with 20,000 people plus. Just people.
Just people. We're just people, yet, for some reason, every Friday, we are... blessed to have whoever the hot newsmaker of the week is.
I think this is wonderful that you are, you know, the news department here at our home station, WJFK in Washington, D.C., is really working overtime.
And, yeah, we got a big newsmaker joining us today for a Don and Mike exclusive interview. Ladies and gentlemen, please now join me in welcoming our newsmaker of the week, Hall of Famer and Mr. Lottery winner, O.J. Simpson.
O.J.!
Kiss my Duke, asswipe. I walked again.
Congratulations, Juice, on slaughtering the American justice system three times, just like it was your wife.
Come on, Don. You know I'm innocent. Let me ask ye a question, asswipe disc jockey.
All right, you want to ask me something? Okay, shoot. Go ahead. Take a stab at it.
Well, I get it, Captain. But seriously, I hear you've just celebrated 20 years of wedded bliss.
That's very true. Freddie and I have just celebrated our 20th anniversary.
Well, when will you be killing her? Frida's death seems long overdue.
Kill her?
Long overdue.
Kill her. I love her.
Which is why you must kill her.
Oh, wow.
Wives and knives. After all, wives are just paper.
Just people.
Jam-packed with 20,000 people plus. Just people.
Just people. Listen, about him, do you miss Howard Cosell?
Yes, I'm sorry I killed him. I miss him.
So, Mr. 3 for 3, you got off again down in Florida.
You bet, asswipe. I get off more than Ginger Lynn.
So, OJ, tell me something. What is your secret?
Well, the secret is charming the jury. Here's some OJ map. Trial plus 12 autographs equals not guilty.
Really?
Yep. I'm never more than a dozen signatures away from skipping down the street away from the courthouse.
But Orenthal, listen, really. Why come on this show? Because we all think you're guilty.
All but one, Captain.
No.
Buzz, my man.
There he is.
All right. Through thick and thin, he knew I'd win. It's never wrong. So I signed his bong. Sorry about your broken hip.
Broken hip.
Listen, Juice, seriously, were you ever scared?
Scared? No, that's for guilty people. Just people.
Just people.
Jam-packed with 20,000 people plus. Just people.
People.
Yeah, you see, you couldn't make that charge stick to me with Velcro tape or saltwater taffy. I am Teflon. Next time, you'd better use kryptonite. Woohoo!
What can I say, but congratulations, Juice.
Say, by the way, asswipe, who was that Nicole lookalike girl in the producer's room with the great ass and smelling like cheap vodka?
Oh, that's Lisa Herndon, our producer.
Oh, the rummy. I like to take her for a knife on the... For a night on the night. I mean, on the town.
Hey, oh, wow, he's slipping up there.
So you like Lisa?
She's pretty, like Nicole was. Such a pretty face and such a long, dainty, dripping neck.
Wow. So, listen, let's change topic here. What is an average day for you like now, OJ? Well, what's the average day for you?
Well, today I got up and ripped the tags off my mattress. Then I went bald eagle hunting.
Now, why? You ripped the tags off your mattress and you went hunting for bald eagles. Why?
Because I can. I am OJ. Can't stop me. Then I go reckless driving looking for the real killers. You know, I check the knife store, Remington Arms, blood banks, funeral parlors. I'll find them. They're just people.
People.
Just people. Okay, so you go to all these places looking for the killers. Then what?
I don't know. Maybe I rob a liquor store or peddle narcotics or jaywalk. Doesn't matter. Won't serve time.
Well, you got it all figured out, don't you, hotshot?
Everything's great. Except for one thing.
Oh, no.
It seems there was a party after one of my many acquittals. I can't remember which one.
Who was at the party, OJ?
Well, it was intimate. Just me, Carl Ripken Jr., Tony Siragusa, Rush Limbaugh, and Dan Rather. You know, just people.
Jam-packed with 20,000 people plus. Just people.
All right. right, so you're at the party. I've heard these names before. Cal Ripken Jr., Tony Siragusa, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Rather. What was the outcome?
Well, like the others, found guilty of having full-blown AIDS.
Oh, no. Oh, the AIDS.
Wow, are you a shame.
Are you scared?
No, Captain. I'll get off. I'll escape the virus by running through an airport and jumping over chairs.
Now, let me just say, we applaud you, Hall of Famer Orenthal James Simpson.
All right.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Don.
Yes.
Your show sucks.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, OJ.
We'll never play golf again.
Okay, no problem.
Buzz.
Yes.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Good day to you.
Oh, listen, hold on, OJ. One final question. Are you still on the Infinity Broadcasting Board of Directors?
I said good day to you.
Ah, there he goes.
There he is, everybody.
It's called James Simpson.
In the Don and Mike Newsmaker Spotlight.
He loves Howard Cosell.
OJ Simpson.
Just people.
Packed with 20,000 people plus. Just people.
Hi, buddy.
Just people. I should have been there for the rehearsal trying to get Timmy to do the...
That's great.
Just people.
I mean, that was Timmy. That wasn't OJ. There he goes, grinning down the hallway.
I just let a secret out of the... No, Mike, that
you
was...
mean, that's the Nigerian nightmare?
Yes. It
sounds just like Rush Limbaugh and Cal Ripken.
And Dan Rather. Okay, so that's the the newsmaker there.
One of these days, Tony Siragusa is going to come bursting through that door.
The real one.
Yeah.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, I just wanted to take a minute and defend arrogance. I mean, you guys are top of the food chain. You fought your way to the top. I mean, you guys were a morning zoo. You killed in the afternoons. Now, no reference to OJ, but now you're killing in midday.
Now, did you say we fought or we farted our way to the top?
Well, both.
Yeah.
Both, yeah.
Right.
And I just think you guys deserve your arrogance when you're good at something.
Well, you know, frankly, and that's my whole thing with Rush Limbaugh, is that... I hope we don't come off as arrogant. We have a good time, and I think part of the thing with the...
I think we've always had a handle on how dumb we are.
Yeah, I know I certainly have.
You don't think I have?
Well, I don't know, contiguous. Well, I mean, when we really get into it, the college thing always comes up.
This is true, but I think I admit my stupidity.
Yeah, no, but you're smarter than me.
Yeah, that's true.
See? See?
All relative.
But, you know, this whole thing, when we made the move to middays, part of the thing, really, a change that we wanted to make in the show was, seriously, we got tired of coming in every day and just arguing with people. And it doesn't matter. I just said people.
Packed with 20,000 people plus. Just people.
Well, there are also those guys, those regular guys that call, and he is a regular call. This, the reason I was that obnoxious with him is because he does do this. He hasn't done it before. And there are people sometimes that, I like it when it's genuine, I think you do too, when it's really like somebody who's, it's kind of a fresh argument, or say maybe a crazy person who's calling, that can be a little recreational, a little fun. When it's one of these guys that's doing it just for his own self-serving reasons, it's not genuine and it's not real, I think it's necessary to cut those people off.
And for a while, I think that we had slipped into almost a crush pattern on this show of getting someone on the phone who was a damn dummy, an umdum, a DA. Oh, do we have the, yeah, we got, right, here we is.
The DA?
Oh,
wow.
The DA, the...
All right.
From Law and Order.
Fantastic.
DA, where we get a DA on the phone. We would just pound on the DA for like 20 minutes. Yeah. And I would much rather, I don't care if the call comes from D.C., New York, Louisiana,
right.
Kansas... I'd just rather have people call who dig the show, who can make us laugh, and we can have a good time with.
Amen, brother.
That's the shift that we've tried to take.
Yeah,
and,
you know, a big difference between you guys and Limbaugh is he's pompous. There's a difference between arrogance because you are at the top of your game and pompous just because you're a big windbag.
But, you know, I think the pomposity can also mask, you know, the fact that, you know, in real life,
he's having troubles. That's right.
Right. You never know.
Be deaf. All right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. Who's this? Kevin, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, that caller before. What a pumpkin pucker.
Yeah, now listen, hold on. You know, the CBS lawyers are going to have trouble with that.
Oh, that's right.
They didn't like it when we said that all that time. So watch that, please. But
I apologize.
We appreciate the sentiment.
But Bonnie Bernstein's leather pants, how did she look at them?
She has had different looks, you know, that we've seen. She had the first kind of business-like look. Then she had the sweatsuit look. Mm-hmm. Then the last time she came on the show, she had the jeans and the I Love New York t-shirt
look. Showed her belly button.
Oh, my God. But yesterday on the train, she had the belly shirt, leather pants look.
She had, like, painted on, you know, for me and the listeners.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Most
like
definitely.
The vivid TV look is okay. What she had going yesterday.
Well.
You think we could get her to enjoy a pumpkin, if you know what I mean?
Oh, God. Right.
Yeah, right. She'll sit on a pumpkin.
Hello, can you imagine Jim Nance throwing it to her?
Get Melissa Stark, get Melissa Stark, Leslie Visser, and Bonnie Bernstein all sitting in a room with pumpkin. No, maybe not.
Not Leslie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Maybe an apple.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I just wanted to know if you guys still had that potentially hazardous, what is it, the a-hole buzzer or whatever?
Oh, the PTAA, the potential tedious argument alert.
Right.
Yeah.
We got it, but that's, you know, that's another thing we're trying to phase out, man.
We've replaced it with the DA, with the DA sound effect.
When we get someone... Dumbass. That's the DA.
One more time. Come on, for old time's sake, let us hear it.
What, the PTAA?
Yeah.
Do we even... Rob still has
even
it.
Still
Rob
has it?
Not only still has it, he knows exactly where it is.
We got to break the glass on it, though. Okay.
Warning. Warning. Terminate this call. Warning. This is not a test. This is the potential tedious argument alarm system. The caller has activated the PTAA, indicating we all know you're better. We all know you'll beat them. And we also know you're an asshole. Call terminated.
All right.
That was another time.
That's awesome, guys. Awesome.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
There it is.
Hello, Josh. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, buddies. How you doing?
Hi. We're doing great, thanks.
Now, we know you looked at her ass, but can I say that on the radio?
Yes.
Just people.
Sure, I'm just people.
Could you tell if she was wearing a thong or not?
No, I couldn't.
Ugh.
I couldn't, but I will smell the seed and let you know.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Take care, guys.
Just people.
Just people.
Just people, curious.
Did you touch the seat after she got out of the car?
No comment. No comment, Mike.
No comment.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Radio God.
Hi.
How are you guys?
We're doing great, thank you.
I'm calling about the gay bowling in D.C. Coming up in December?
Yeah, in December we're going to take our bowling team, the Gutter Balls, are going to play a bunch of drag queens.
Very good.
I feel that as a loyal listener and a gay man, I should warn you about some of the clubs they might take you if you win.
Well, listen, there's no way we're losing to the homos. We're gonna beat the drag queens. And I don't mean that literally.
No.
I don't mean we're going to beat the drag
queens.
Since
we play two games, what if it's a tie?
Then we will play a third.
Okay.
We will play a third to beat...
All right.
To defeat the drag queens.
Very good.
Whatever you do, don't let them take you to Wet.
All right, tell us about Wet.
What is Wet?
Okay, actually, any Wet, Secrets, Badlands, or Omega. None of those clubs...
Why?
You'll
Why?
Suffer
Why?
Entire evening.
Why?
Why?
What's up with the club Wet?
Wet is it's a club, but it has naked men running around.
That's okay. Where we're going to go.
Wait. What do you mean that's where we're... Is this like pre-arranged, Lisa?
Well,
is there average like 800 point pins or something like
no,
that?
No.
But is that the club that they...
That was one of the ones that they suggested. The deal was...
Oh,
or
God.
Is
go there.
Tentatively, we would go to a gay male strip club, which would be fine for me.
I hope it's not... But you really have like naked men running around?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh,
well,
God.
You know, we got about a month to practice before that game.
Yes, practice we will.
And we'll practice. Okay. Thanks. Thanks for the call. Thank you. Bye-bye.
They're going to be in drag.
Thank you, Gay John.
Yeah, we'll have to concentrate then.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Do you have heated seats in your car? So you could actually bake the vag?
Damn. Man.
That would be beautiful, man.
Thank you. Hello, Tony. Tony.
Hey, no, this is actually JD.
JD.
Hey, I was just listening to the guy telling you not to go to Wet.
Yeah.
As you know, thank God that Marion Barry was mayor of D.C.
Why?
Socks only.
Socks only?
What do you mean?
Socks only on the strippers.
That's all they have to wear.
So they're nude except...
Go.
Oh, and is that a rule that Mayor for Life invoked that the guys could just be nude as long as they had socks on?
Well, actually, you can be totally nude, but if you don't have socks, where do you have to put the tips?
Where
the tips don't come out.
Where do they wear the socks?
Oh, you mean, do they wear the socks on the feet or on their wet things?
No, on their feet. And they dance on the bar, and then you put the money in.
In their socks.
Yeah. We got to practice. We got to win that game.
Well, can we make the drag queens ball in heels?
These guys are tough. There's a couple gay bowling.
Oh, great.
Oh, man.
And Omega's not bad. Omega, no nudity, bunch of cool guys.
All right, thank you, my friend. Well, listen, we've got plenty of time. Our next match is Tuesday night at AMF. AMF Bowling in Annandale. We're going to be playing a team called Just Throw the Damn Ball.
Just throw the damn ball.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike Radio Guys.
Hi.
I had a question about your $100 donation to the Red Cross.
$25 per sniff, yeah. What about it?
Was that a $100 or $25 to smell the seat or to smell the sea, so to speak?
$25 to smell what?
To smell the seat or to smell the sea?
The C letter?
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's not in the car anymore. No,
she's not there.
But I know what he means.
Smell the seat or smell the sea. Hello, Gene.
Good morning, Don and Mike. First of all, I'd like to address all the people. Not just people, but people from all walks of life.
Just people. Just people.
And the pusillanimous pipsqueak who called earlier. If you don't like the show, turn the dial, dopey. Thank you. Good day to you, sir.
Just people.
Just people.
Hey, guys, how about applause? I made you laugh yesterday and today.
Oh, that ruins it.
Come on, no. Don't be a prize whore, please.
That's so disappointing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, thanks.
Hey, Don, next time you're doing Frida, are you going to think of Bonnie sitting in your car?
They're making it hard for you.
Of course not. No. As always, I will be thinking of my mother-in-law.
Okay, cool.
As always.
Have a good weekend. Go Maryland.
Thank you. Right, yeah. Hey, go Terps.
Yeah.
Who do they play?
Stop them instead of the Redskins.
They play someone good. They play, who's Maryland? Florida State.
Ah.
Yeah.
But, you know, screw the Redskins. Pick up the Terps as your new team. You guys should adopt them.
Florida State, that's the Seminoles, right?
That's right, Seminoles. You're right.
They're not that good. They're just people.
People.
Just people.
People.
Oh, hold on. It wasn't queued up. Hello.
Just people.
There you go. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Is this Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're the last call because we got to go to a break.
I wanted to say hi to Buzz because he's the man. This is Gabe from Queens.
Hi, Gabe. How you doing?
Good. Hey, Buzz.
What?
I have a Xanax and a bunch of codeine. What do you give me in trade?
Well, then call me later. Call me in the office.
There I'll you call go. You on the hotline.
Yeah.
You know what that is? That's like guys with like, I'll give you my my John Riggins.
Sure.
And my Joe Montana for your Jerry Rice and for your Steve Young car.
All that matters is Buzz Burbank's candy dish.
Swap them, trade it with your friend.
I'll take two of the pink for one of the blues.
All right, clear them out, please, kids. Let's get a call 1-800-877-365-3636. Oh, it's the great deal again. The round trip airfare anywhere in the contiguous United States from Orbitz.com. Call 100 right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do the letters F-O mean anything to you?
They can't fit all their junk in a G-string. Don and Mike.
Just people.
Call 100 right now. Let's find someone who's
just people.
Just people. Very good. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hold on. Did OJ just kill that line? Oh, here you go. There is the line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, my title 100.
Yes. Well, what's your name, please?
My name is Shelly Hall. Let me pull over. I'm on the road. I don't want to lose it. Is this right, man?
No, this is Don and Mike. It's a shock you're on the road. Pull over, please.
I'm pulling over right now.
Thought he might be calling while surfing.
He's just people.
Just people.
Just people.
Just people. What's your name, my friend?
Shelly Hall.
Shelly Hall?
Shelly Hall. H-A-L-L.
Oh, Shelly Hall.
Yeah.
Shelly, that's a girl's name.
That's what they keep telling me, but
come on, Shelly. Shelly, where are you from?
Woodbridge, Virginia.
Shelly, call 100, and you've won round trip airfare for two anywhere in the contiguous United States from Orbitz.com.
Does that mean I can't go to China?
That would be correct. Right, Shelly Hall.
I want to go to China.
And that's Orbitz with a Z, Orbitz.com, the travel site with the most low fares, proudly created by the world's leading airlines.
All right. You guys are the greatest, man. Listen to you every day.
Thank you. Oh, and we have a special message for you since you mentioned China. He loved it.
That's as close as him yet.
Shelley, just remember what I say about the Chinese.
Just people.
That's right.
All right, thank you. Thanks for listening, Shelley.
Thanks a lot.
Hold on just a second. Now, we got to put out the call right now.
Right.
This is one that I'd love to blame it on Dennis. We briefly mentioned it yesterday in the show. But frankly, it's our F up that we had all of the information. The guy from New York who proposed to his fiancée on the show.
Yes.
The wedding is tomorrow.
And he hasn't mysteriously gotten back in touch with us.
No, but we just mentioned it one time yesterday in the midst of like a million other things.
Well, I'm not thinking that he's not listening. I'm thinking that, you know, he's busy. It's Dennis.
Well.
And, you know, it should be pointed out the original invite was not for Dennis.
No.
And when we called the guy on air, could we send Dennis? I just remembered... not hesitation, but he sounded...
He said he'd seen Dennis's picture on the internet and that he knew what Dennis was all about.
So I'm surprised why he hasn't called right back.
So anyway, the deal is...
It might not be disappointed as much as deflated.
Mm-hmm. The guy invites Mike and I to the wedding. And, you know, of course, we're arrogant. We can't go.
That's true.
So we say, well, listen, how about if we send Dennis Murphy instead? And he says, well, that would be fine. Because, I mean, they're having it at a fancy country club in Jersey. And there's a big thing says cocktail hour. And... they're going to have a giant reception.
It sounds like a beautiful affair.
Yeah. So we were all set to send Dennis, and then as it turns out, Dennis doesn't know where it is, and we don't know where it is either.
Right.
So we need the guy, and you know what? Here's what's really embarrassing. We don't even remember the guy's last name. His first name is Robert.
The wedding, I believe, was going to be on Staten Island.
Yeah.
And then the reception was going to be in Jersey.
Yes, and it's tomorrow.
You might be onto something, Mike, because I remember the guy was a little concerned about what Dennis might wear to the wedding. Remember?
Yes.
Yeah, and they had Dennis, I think Dennis was planning on wearing sweats, right?
That's the
usual. Wearing he said, I'll wear a suit.
Wearing the same outfit he wore on his CD cover.
Absolutely.
Where he's just there in his underpants with a Santa Claus hat on.
With his chafed... inner thighs.
There's the copy of Dennis's Christmas CD, which we're going to be starting.
That still holds up.
We're going to start put that. Start put that in rotation very soon.
Oh, good.
Like it's autographed to Rob Bay. To Rob Bay, Merry Christmas.
There it is.
Dennis Murphy.
Christmas of 2000. I remember it, Robin.
All right.
Special.
So if that guy is out there listening, please give us a call. We're stupid. We lost the info.
Sorry.
And otherwise, Dennis ain't coming. So please call. But on the other hand, if you know you really don't want Dennis to come, well, then just don't bother to call.
Dennis would love to go to your wedding.
He would love to.
Oh, would he?
And he's booked up then because next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, Dennis is going to shoot his porno.
Yeah, it's
going
to be it's a very big month for Dennis.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's Christmas.
Hey, Don, hey, Mike, Buzz.
Hi.
How y'all doing today?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Don, I wanted to ask you if you enjoyed your White Castle BM.
My White Castle BM?
Yeah, was it a one wiper?
All of my
I know. I know you had said in the past that you
all
your BMs are just one wipes, but
yes, they are.
From White Castle, I don't understand how it could be.
Because for most people, probably be about 10.
At least.
It was just a one. How about you, Buzz?
I'm
one,
fine.
One pass,
no
and I was
problem.
Fine.
Yeah. You were a one wiper? Well, in this case, everything was fine, yeah. Well, White Castle caused no problems.
Boy, am I feeling inadequate.
I can't help it. I'm very clean down there. How many passes did you have to take at the show?
Oh, I was in double digits.
Hello.
And maybe two flushes. No, easily two flushes.
Oh, a double pumper?
Yeah, two flushes, because I mean, otherwise you're stuffing to the point of choking.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Morning, guys. How's it going today?
Hey, it's going great, thank you.
Hey, you mentioned Dennis Murphy. It reminded me of something. I just wanted to find out how the porno went.
Okay, please. You got to listen to the show. I think we just mentioned the fact that Dennis's porno is next week.
Just covered it.
Right, no, I mean, but the filming is what I was talking about.
Right, yeah,
that's what we're talking about.
The filming was put off last weekend because the photographer had a family problem.
That would be why Don said he's going to make it next weekend. That would be why Don said that about 18 seconds ago.
Learn to listen. Listen to learn.
Okay, thanks. There you go. There's DA. Hello, Big Al.
Hello, people.
Hello. You're just people, Big Al.
Just people.
Hi, Al.
How you doing? Hey, I was married at the same place last month. I told your phone screener where it's at.
Oh, you got the address? Beautiful.
Yeah, I told him where it is. I told him to look it up on MapQuest. The place is unbelievable.
You know, all he could do is call the church and find out the weddings this weekend. And there's probably just one. And then he'd be able to get the name. And then we could actually mention the guy's name on the radio.
Well, if Al met
his name was, I remember a guy last week. I remember because I was married at the same place. His name is Rob. I want to say Grimaldi. Nice Italian boy.
Yeah, no,
Rob
you're
Grimaldi.
Right. Hey,
that's right.
You are. What a
Rob, we need Rob Grimaldi to call the show.
So then it's just skip the church. No one goes anyway. Just go right to the reception.
Right.
To the cocktail hour.
That's a great idea, too, for Dennis. You know, skip the service, go right to the reception.
No, but part of the fun is when Rob and his fiancée turn around and walk down the aisle to see Dennis smiling at them.
That's true, and to know that he's there.
To know that it's our gift
you're
to
right.
them.
How foolish of me. He can ruin both the reception and the wedding.
Yeah. Especially with RJ taking pictures.
Is RJ going to be going?
Yeah.
RJ's giving Dennis a ride.
RJ Diaz is going, yeah. Fine. Hey, this guy, Al, man, you remember everything.
Good work.
Hey, I know. I mean, yeah, well, I heard it when the guy called last week, 2 weeks ago. I was like, holy, that's the same place. So we had people staying in the same hotel, same cocktail hour. And, yeah, the damn thing did cost a fortune, believe me.
Perfect.
All right, listen, Al, thank you very much, man.
It's great. It's the Grimaldi wedding.
And you gave the info to Lisa?
No, the guy screened for the calls. It wasn't Lisa.
Oh, all right, well, hold on and give it to Lisa.
Right.
Hold on. Not that I don't trust Joe.
Of course.
But make sure you give the info to Lisa. Because, after all, Joe Ardinger is...
just people.
That's
he's
right.
just people.
Absolutely.
Just people. Hello, Chris, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I have a question for
you.
What's going to happen if the terrorists start anthraxing the money?
Well, what's going to happen if they anthrax the air?
What happens if they anthrax toilet paper? Then you're going to get anthrax in your Duke. I mean, you know, they can anthrax anything.
What about if they anthrax the toilet paper?
I just said that. Then you would get anthrax in your Duke.
What if the Earth went careening into the sun?
Very valid point.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, listen, I don't blame that guy, and I didn't play the DA thing, because I am absolutely, I know we busted balls about this with Buzz on the news, I'm absolutely out of my mind with the fact that every time someone, I know that the two postal workers are dead, and that's a tragedy, but every time that they, and I hear, like, some of the places that they're finding anthrax, it's like a teeny, minuscule amount,
that's right.
Not enough to hurt anybody in any way. They're whipping us up into this frenzy. And last night on TV...
And you know, really, all this stuff... No, you put even the worst-case scenario into place. This is all dealable. I mean, you can handle this. Can handle this no matter what. We have to change some things, sure. But I think that we can handle any circumstance.
Hold on. I got to tell you, hold on.
They've cried wolf so many times.
I got to tell you what we saw on TV last night. Think about, give me my child bride on the phone, who O.J. says I should have killed many years ago.
Some of it's valid, but most of it's just...
Hello?
What, the part about killing my wife 20 years ago?
No, the anthrax.
Honey.
Yes, my sugar bear.
All right, now listen, here's the deal. So last night, we're in bed, and I'm going between the football game. Yeah, it's always so great to have football on Thursday night. I'm going between the Colts and the Chiefs and the Fox 5 News. And normally Frieda hates it. She hates football on when I'm laying in bed. But she hates it worse when it's the news on because it's always bad. Last night, they get done with all the... Because the news is bad and it upsets her. So they get done with all the anthrax stuff. Do you remember what we saw last night, honey?
Oh, I know. Way to give... You know, it was just like purposely designed for nightmares.
Okay. Were you watching Primetime Live?
No, hold on. Let me tell you about Fox 5.
I don't know what it was because you were in charge of the remote.
No, it was Fox 5, News at 10. They get done with all of the stuff about anthrax. They take a commercial break and they come back... And they show a picture. It looks like something from one of the medical dictionary, or one of those medical research books we've been sent.
Right.
Of smallpox victims.
Mm-hmm. Pustulant.
Yeah.
Poxy. It was horrible.
I mean, you see the lumps on the... They just showed a close-up of these two hands.
Right.
That had been diseased. And then they show a picture of some guy, obviously, like, taken circa 1930.
Right. Yeah.
And the guy just got... I mean, all these bumps, all these lesions all over his face, and we're watching this, we're going, what the hell is this about? And then they come on and they go, but keep in mind, there is no current threat of smallpox anywhere.
They're ridiculous. Right. They're so out of line.
That's
ridiculous.
No, I didn't sleep all night.
Yeah, and my wife had a real bad night of sleep, and I blame Fox 5 for that, because first they come on with all the anthrax stuff, you know, with getting, and now they've got the Anthrax logo
right,
down
course.
On the bottom of the screen. Not only does it say Anthrax Alert, but they've got like a logo that looks like a rock band logo for Anthrax. they go through all this stuff, and then they say, and there's another danger, smallpox. And they show these pictures that are absolutely frigging frightening.
Which irrelevant. Is just what the evil guys would want them to do.
Exactly. I mean, why don't they say, and there's another danger, you could catch on fire. And yeah. There's no people running around on fire.
And then after they go through all this stuff where they show these pictures of these these deformed people with the smallpox, just people.
Just people.
Then they say, very smartly, he goes, we'd like to reiterate, there is no threat of smallpox.
Thank you for that. We thought we'd scare you.
Yeah, but we thought we'd take about 5 minutes out of the news to tell you
about. We thought we'd scare you to get good ratings.
If there would please be a newscast, that would be the happy news. And show a picture of puppy dogs at bedtime. Yeah. I would appreciate it.
All right, sweetie. I love you.
I love you too, boo-boo.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Primetime Live, I turned that off after a minute and a half. They had Bin Laden's sister. And they were interviewing her.
Hey, what's her beard look like?
With her horrible nose job, like the worst nose job I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
And then they used the opportunity.
Hello?
To do a little montage.
This is Ellen Bin Laden.
And they showed the a chance to see the towers burning again, which is, and I'm like, enough. Goodbye. See you later. Diane.
So Bin Laden's, it's his sister?
Sister ex, she's a Bin Laden, right? Uh-huh. And she married some guy and she was trying to divorce him and it was just ridiculous.
Her name Maud?
Maud.
Maudlin.
It was bad. I'm just, it's overkill. They're going, and they're not Maudlin. They're not being checked.
No, at Channel 5, and full screen with this guy's hands.
I'm so glad I didn't see that.
Just a close-up of the hands with the big bumps on it, and Frida gives me the things. Her feet are freezing cold. She pokes me, says, change it, put it back on the football.
There's a chance I went back to watching the worst golf movie ever made.
What?
The Legend of Bagger Vance. One of the worst movies.
Bagger Vance.
Oh, it's horrible. That movie bad on so many. It's one of those movies the more you watch, the more you realize how horribly done it was.
There's only one good level, and that's D-Day as Walter Hagen.
D-Day as Walter Hagen, but otherwise the movie is just terribly miscast. Yeah. It's horrible. It's really
Will
bad.
Smith, not so much of an Uncle Tom in that movie, huh?
Will Smith, cast is like he should be an old man in that, and he's like a young guy, and it doesn't work.
Hello there! really, that's the movie. It's like, the other one, Matt Damon goes,
right.
Man, I don't know how to do this. You just gotta line it up. Line it up and hits the ball. God damn. I mean, they make Will Smith do that.
Yeah. It was weird. It was just, Charlize Theron is with really a Kevin Costner-like Southern accent.
Yeah. Well, I just think, I do declare, well, that is that is horrible. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you, Captain Juno. Captain Juno.
Keep your head down and hits the ball.
It's just horrible.
Hello, this am Will Smith. Will Smith has done some great movies.
Oh, but it's just wrong for the show. I think they had to get a guy that was like 30 years older than Will Smith.
And imagine he's reading the script and it says, he said, who do I draw upon for this? And they give him a copy of the book Uncle Tom's Cabin. Read this for your motivation for this part.
I hate that movie. I really do. They still have yet to make the definitive golf movie. They haven't made. I didn't think
Caddyshack.
Well, Caddyshack was a comedy, but I mean like a real good like natural. You know, they compared Bagger Vance to The Natural, which is the worst thing. And you know that little kid that they have in Bagger Vance too, which is just a direct ripoff of The Natural. Only the thing is, the kid in The Natural didn't have a lot of lines. You know, he just had that goofy, dumb jelly face.
Oh, the fat kid who comes out with the bat that you made for Robert Redford.
That's how you used to give it. No, but this kid, they give him like 650 lines, like getting mad at his dad and everything. It's like, it sucked. And then poor old Jack Lemmon, and they showed Jack the Lemmon almost dying.
Yeah, well.
It was like layer after layer of badness.
They needed Jack Lemmon because he has the only teeth that compares to Matt Damon. They've got like 80 great teeth in that movie.
Oh, man, just so bad. So very bad. And the golf course, it really looks like it was, this is supposed to take place, after World War I?
Yeah, because and that's when all the golf courses look great in the deep south.
Hello there.
Christ almighty.
The golf course looks like the resorts right in back. Give me a break.
I want you to hit that ball. Come on, Matt Damon.
It's a horrible movie.
Hits that ball.
Oh, man.
Jesus, it sucks. It really does. Hello, D. Donna Mike Show here. Hello, D.
D. Nuts, I'm back.
Oh, D's nuts.
That's great.
D's nuts.
Wow.
Not again.
Oh, man.
Hello, Eric. Yeah. Three guesses who that call was screened by.
Just people.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
I have a question that I've always wanted to ask you guys, actually.
Yeah.
Is there a broadcasting school where these people on radio learn to talk?
Yes, there is. Scholar, like, Connecticut School of Broadcasting. I'm Dick Robinson. Arlington, Virginia.
Because I can't help. Every time I hear WTOP in the morning, I have to change the station because a guy...
Oh, hold on. Let me just break in. Lisa Herndon, who OJ would like to kill, would like to take responsibility for that last call, the D's Nuts call.
He used a real girl to get through.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Because it said on the screen, D wants to stir the soup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so
it was a real girl.
Okay, so it was you?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Just people.
Just people.
People. Lisa Herndon. Just people. Mm-hmm. Just people. All right, well, this is for you, Lisa.
Thanks.
D.A. Hello? Yeah, Eric.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Eric.
I was just saying, you know, in the morning, sometimes I check the news stations just to hear what's going on with all this anthrax and crap, and just, I have to change the station because I cannot take the way they talk, and like, just Imus and Diamond, and that's what I like about you guys, is you're just straightforward, but I'm just wondering, is there actually a school where these people learn to talk like WKLP in the news time?
There are broadcast schools where they actually teach you to say W-U.
Yeah, they use the L and W. They actually say W.
Well, that's the way to do it.
W.
Mm-hmm.
W.
Now, when we've heard guys that say it bad, right? The guys that do the dubba.
Yeah.
W.
D-U-B-B-A-Y-O-U.
And there's a news station that say W, and that's dead wrong.
It is wrong.
It's W.
One thing they used to teach me was you say news. You almost like
news.
You almost yuck it.
News.
Because it's not a noose. It's not something. I remember somebody telling me this. Yeah.
It's not something that goes around your neck. It's the news.
First station I worked at had a big banner across the control room. It said W, not W.
Right.
Yeah.
W. I've heard that. I hate the dubba. The W.
But even worse than the broadcast schools, when you get to a radio station.
Right.
And this has happened to me at stations, and I know it happened to us at WAVA, where right in front of the microphone, they would put a picture of a woman.
Right. Mm.
Because, not what you're thinking, Buzz. Oh. It would be like at a Good Housekeeping. Oh. You know, just people.
Just people.
And the thing is, when you talked, you had to look directly at this picture of this housefrau. Uh-huh.
Such crap.
Because that's the audience that you were supposed to be reaching.
That's who you're talking to.
That's your audience right there.
W News.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Fran.
Hi, Fran.
Hey, the smallpox thing, oh my God. A guy showed me that picture the other day. And I had the worst nightmare.
Oh, man, it's so bad to do that.
Is. Frida really woke up like five times in the middle of the night.
And it was awful.
And here's what I heard. This. She ran in the bathroom, and I heard this.
I had it everywhere on his lips.
Hey, Fran, we're listening to some cool interesting sounds.
What is he vomiting Play-Doh? She was upset. I said, what's wrong, honey? She says, the smallpox on Channel 5 last night.
That's giving me. That's unbelievable.
I said,
it grossed me out enough to stop.
Oh, my poor baby. Oh, did the smallpox bother you on Channel 5?
And didn't Robert Redford direct?
Ladies and gentlemen, we take you to Lisa Herndon's hotel room in New York City on Thursday morning.
And didn't Robert Redford direct that Bagger Vance thing?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I believe he did.
Yeah.
Here's what critics said about the movie Bagger Vance.
Yeah, it was.
You know what? It's funny. Robert Redford did direct it, and like Alfred Hitchcock used to do cameos, Robert Redford used his cheek to play the rough of the 17th hole. So it was really exciting. You can spot it if you watch it.
So Will Smith sits down and he goes, "Okay, what's my motivation?" He goes, "Okay, I want you to. Here's the thing. What's that Walt Disney movie?"
Oh, Song of the South?
Yeah.
With Bear Rabbit?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they don't have that
Uncle
on
Remus?
I want you
they don't
to
have that on DVD.
Uncle Remus.
Is that who was in Song of the South?
Yeah.
Song of the South is three stories told by Uncle Freeman.
Oh, three stories told by... Funny how you would memorize that.
Hey, oh. Can you buy that at a store?
Only in Europe.
Oh, Mr. Damon, okay. You sure...
Is that true? You can only buy it in Europe?
Yeah.
You sure done hit that ball good. Have you ever watched that? That movie's an insult to Will Smith.
And then the critics have weighed in.
Not the correct buzz, but I think it's only currently available on a Japanese laser disc.
Oh, okay. Well, you would know.
Again, you would know. You would
right.
Know. Hello, Don.
Yes, hi, Mike.
Don and Mike Show. Hi.
I'm Mike.
Hi.
Buzz, how you doing?
Hi.
Right. I'm calling because I want to give Buzz a plug. You know, you got to let him...
A butt plug?
But I got to give him a plug. Well, not a butt plug.
Thank you.
No, you got to let him report on the news about the anthrax and stuff. You guys want us to listen to you, but unless...
He does. We just wanted him to cool it a little.
Don and Mike have a good point. There's too much of it, and a lot of what's being reported is, as it turns out, absolutely nothing. The talk of the stuff being found at the CIA. It's a trace amount. It's not enough to hurt anybody. There's no sense dwelling on that and just constantly stirring it up and frightening people. There are things that need to be reported, and I'll try to do it in a concise way.
Okay, appreciate that.
But thanks for the support.
Because it upsets me.
Yeah.
See what
it
does?
Have a good day.
Thank you. Now listen to this, Rob. I don't know how his mind works. He just looked up.
He gets
the movie.
Excited about certain subjects.
Song of the South, the movie with, you know, a misunderstood little boy living on a plantation in the Old South, finds his only happiness is in the tale spun by Uncle Remus.
Yes.
This is available on Japanese import LaserDisc only.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, they banned it in America.
Right. Hey, hello, yeah, but he knew it. I mean, he went back to find the book, but he knew it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
In his head.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hi, it's going great, thanks.
I got a couple things for you. First of all, Mike might be happy to know they're trying to adapt A Good Walk Spoiled into a film.
Well, that's a good movie. That's a very good movie.
It's a good book. It'll be a
good
book, movie.
I should say. Yeah, that'd be good. There's another one about a father and a son. That'd be a good... I forgot what the name of that is, but it's about a father who goes for his last... It's like Final Rounds or something like that, but that movie was just... and I hated Tin Cup, too, because Tin Cup, they went to the U.S. Open, and he's supposed to be at the U.S. Open, and they have, like, four people standing around the green. You remember that?
I like Tin Cup.
Yeah, but Tin Cup was... If you're going to do it, like, make a sports movie, and you're supposed to be going to the biggest tournament, you don't make it look like, you know, they were standing out with eight or nine people.
The only thing that made Tin Cup better is if they had Will Smith, like in the Legend of Bagger Vance. Oh, Mr. Costner!
Oh, I always like having Cheech and Chong carry my bags.
Hey, look at that! It's Robin's Hood!
Yeah, that's right. It had Cheech Marin in it.
That's right. He was the caddy.
And you like any movie with Cheech Marin in it.
Of course I do.
I want to tell you, my wife had an interesting reaction to the whole pumpkin thing.
What?
She had said that if I had been up there to do it myself, she probably would have never been able to have sex with me again. She actually said, you know, she couldn't imagine how people could have sex with a vegetable, and I just pointed out Christopher Lee's wife does it all the time.
Oh, jeez. Hey. Hello, Dave.
Yes.
Don and Mike Show. Hi, Dave.
Hi. I think you guys are great.
Thanks.
Hey, listen, last night I was listening to the Ron and Fez show, and they had a woman on who's, you know that interactive thing you have with Jenna Bush?
Oh, right. Oh, you mean the tapes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they had a woman on live who sounded exactly like her, and they had people calling in to ask her to do things.
Oh, really? We should steal that guest from Ron and Fez.
Yeah. Her name is Sweet Melissa.
Maybe Sweet Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
And we'll ask Fez. We'll say, do you mind if we steal a guest from him? And he'll say, I don't know.
He's just people.
Just people.
Just people. All right, thanks. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
We got to run. One more call, and then we got to go to a break.
Send him a pizza.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, radio guy.
Hi there.
Out of Sacramento, California.
Howdy.
How you guys doing?
Great, thanks.
Hey, I heard your pumpkin show. I'm a first-time listener. You guys are the funniest. I mean, you guys had me crying.
Hey, we're just people. That's a good one to hear if you're just
people.
You're a first-time listener. That was a good one to hear.
Yes, sir. That was the best show I've ever heard on radio. I listen to Romy now and then, and that's it. But I talk to you guys. I'd also like to say I love you, Melinda Kelly Reen.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen, we got to bring. If you like the pumpkin show, wait till next week. We have more of our Halloween spooktacular next week.
All right.
When we're going to have. Speaking of. We're going to have a pumpkin pie eating contest.
Yay!
In which you're going to be paid money
Buy the pumpkin.
On the clock. Put you on the clock.
Buy the pie.
And the person that can eat the most in the allotted time.
Yes, we'll win big money for each pumpkin. Plus, the scary stunt contest. It's like one of our talent shows. Except whatever you do, it has to be scary.
Scared, kids?
Like that time that girl came in and she did that thing where she put the matches on her nipples.
Yes.
And she trolled them around and set them on fire. And the guy who tied the weights to his...
thing.
Yeah.
His beanbag.
And did, like, squats.
It's all scary.
Actually, he made them all, you know, shook them around.
Yeah.
And don't forget, anytime you get the words, "This is Sam Huff" tattooed anywhere, it's horrifying.
Yeah, this had "This is Sam Huff" tattooed right on her most intimate of areas.
Scary.
Now, all of that next week on the show. Got a break now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are these people?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, that's right.
You like Huey Lewis on
the... Yeah, yeah. Just people. Here's the phone numbers now. The national number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. And if you listen to us in D.C., call 202-432-1067.
They got the voodoo. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Don and Mike Gunnerballs in our next match. Special Tuesday night bowling. Next Tuesday, October 30, we're going to be taking on a band called Just Throw the Damn Ball at the AMF Bowling in Annandale, Virginia.
AMF!
That's Tuesday night. Love to see you there. Next week on the show, lots more of the Halloween stuff, and when we give away more of the thousands of dollars in cash that we're giving away. The money is courtesy Simply Wireless.
Simply Charming.
And Sprint PCS offering 2,500 clear wireless minutes for $39.99 a month through Simply Wireless. Hit their website, please, at simplywireless.com. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Who's this, Brad?
Yeah.
Hi, Brad.
Hey. That girl you guys were just talking about who had "This is Sam Huff" tattooed in that very private area.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not my wife.
You married her?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And every time you go down there, does it still say "This is Sam Huff"?
It still says it.
I wish the Skins were winning more this year.
This is Sam Huff.
You know, you really can't do too much about that, though.
And you know, as I recall, that did she not win the contest that day?
She didn't win.
She didn't.
Somebody who did something more outrageous.
Somebody got it pierced.
And you guys were just a little bit bitter about that, right?
Well, I didn't even know her then.
Oh.
I knew the radio station, though. I listened to you guys when that was going on.
But she wasn't real happy that day.
No, she wasn't. But, hey. You know, it's a woman. What do you expect?
A tattoo can be permanent.
We had a great contest with what would you do for, I don't know, it was for money or a trip or something. And this girl really went
to... I think it was for like $5,000 or something like that.
Yeah, and she had tattooed right on her intimate area where you could see it every time. Mm-hmm. This is Sam Huff.
But the piercing of the very tenderest of areas won out.
The man in the boat, I think, right?
Yeah.
Was that?
Yeah, I believe so.
That one.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, my friend. Congratulations on the wedding.
Thank you very much, guys.
Should have called us and told us. We would have invited Dennis Murphy to go, for goodness sakes. And we got the information. Dennis is going to the wedding this weekend.
We got the information, but the guy hasn't called, right?
No.
Mr. Grimaldi will be pleasantly surprised when Dennis arrives.
He sure will. Still to come on today's show, we'll pick the pros with the usual gang, including Leslie Visser. And in our next segment, you're going to love this, At the Movies Today with Charlie Stossel and Tom Gavin.
Tom is already in the building.
Yes, he is.
As they discuss the hottest theatrical releases. But first, a Friday favorite,
it's
everybody.
It's time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Ma! Let's welcome him with some reverence. I know a lot of times we goof on him, but let's welcome W.
How are you?
Yeah, great job.
See you. How you doing?
Great job. Your approval rating, 99.9%, some ridiculous rating like that.
Son, I thank you. I thank you about that, Don. We're dealing with all the current situations. We're trying to get everything together, and there are lots of Lots of people are aiming at us, gunning for us right now, but I'll tell you right now, I speak for my entire administration, we're going to smoke them out.
You're going to find?
Smoke them out. We're going to find whatever holes are. I just can't stop chewing on the inside of my mouth like this. Hold on just a second, son. We're going to smoke them out. We're going to make them come out of their holes in the wintertime and blast them.
You keep calling Bin Laden the evil one? Is that what you call him?
The evil one. That's who he is, the evil one. Don't forget. And let me make it real clear. Make no mistake that we will... I just can't stop chewing my cheek. Hold on a second. We'll make sure that the evil one is smoked out. It comes out of his hole. And I wanted to make clear to the American people that our resolve is strong. And we're going to take care of this situation. And every man, woman, and child in the United States should know my resolve is strong. And I'll smoke them out.
Now, I want to give
I brought
you,
my map with
me. I want to give you a little quiz. I see the map.
Yeah, it's right here.
And what I want to do is I want to make America feel good.
This is my map that I've gotten here because it's important for people to be familiar with the region.
Because a lot of people...
Deal with here, and we're talking about tourism.
We all support our president, but let's face it.
That's important. It really is.
You know, up until this happened, like, it was real easy to goof on him.
I think that we've come together, and I found much fewer individuals that are making jokes at my expense. And I think that's good, and I know you as a great American feel the exact same way. This is not a time nor the... place to you know make those kind of jokes because you know I got a job to do and Vice President Cheney and Colin Powell and all the good folks and my new Director of Homeland Security Tom Ridge is doing a great job and Tommy Thompson all the good people I've surrounded myself with in my administration.
Let's look at the map here. And
I got it right here, Donna. I need a pointer. Oh, I got a pointer right here.
Tell us and tell the American people.
I need a thumbtack. I'm going to put this map up on the wall so we can just take a good look at it here.
Okay, now,
son, where's my thumbtack?
Hey, Robbie, would you get him a thumbtack? There's one right over there on
that's
the wall.
That's got to do it right here. Let me just put this
what
up
we're gonna
here.
What we're going to do is we're going to prove to the American people that President Bush actually knows what's going on.
Very sharp, Mr.
I'll
President.
Tell you right. Yeah, son, that is the tip of my finger. I swear to God, you're going to get a visit from the FIBA.
FIBA?
The FBI.
Oh.
There you go. I like to do acronyms. And the CIA is going to take a look at you,
hey,
too.
Hey, here's one for you.
And also the NASA.
Hey, you know what FBI stands for?
What's that?
Female Body Inspector.
Son, you're killing me with that. You're a funny boy. I told you, I appreciate your support in the recent election, too. You're a funny fella. I'd like to have you come down to Texas sometimes. We'll just commiserate a little bit. I'd like to fly out to Camp David sometime. Bring that Bonnie Bernstein with you. All right. So here we go.
All right,
I'm going to explain the whole scenario to you,
the
Don.
The president is looking at a map.
This here is... This is Afghanistan right here. This is where the trouble spot is. This is where there's some of the bad people. The evil one lives here.
Okay.
In a cave. We're not sure exactly where, but we're going to smoke him out of his hole. You understand me, son?
All right, so that's Afghanistan.
It's Afghanistan. The capital is Kabul, and that's right there in the sort of up in the upper right-hand left. No, that's the upper right north part. Towards the middle center of the country. That's Kabul. That's where a lot of these bad people.
Kabul, isn't it?
Kabul. That's Kabul. Some of our staging areas are coming out of northern Afghanistan. We've got the country surrounded by some people that we have to negotiate for. You understand me now?
No.
What I'm saying is that it's important for people to realize that we got to talk to other countries.
Why?
For purposes of coalition building.
What is a coalition building?
Not sure I know.
What's a coalition?
It's a group of people to get together.
Okay, so you have coalition.
For a common goal. I got it now. Now it spills out.
You're
of
building
me. Just
a coalition.
When I used to take my tests. It spills out. Coalition building, getting together people so they have a like-minded point of view. So we can take these individuals that are bad and we can take them and, you know, kill them.
Okay.
All right, let me show you. First of all, here's a problem area in the past. This would be Uzbekistan,
what?
Right here. Uzbekistan.
What is that, Ozzy Osbourne's country?
Now, Uzbekistan is...
Uzbekistan.
Well, it's important to point out, Don, and prior to, you know, during the Cold War, Uzbekistan would be part of your Soviet Republic, and they weren't real keen on us landing troops there. And it's, you know, there have been chilly diplomatic relations with Uzbekistan, and I'll tell you, you know, we've come a long way, and I think that's good. So that's the staging area. And I'm not talking about a stage play in a high school auditorium, son. I'm talking about a staging area for big whoop-ass. Big, giant, big cans of whoop-ass with big, big bombs. There's this one they showed me on TV the other night. They had a special thing they just showed me, private thing. This bomb splits open and a bunch of little bombs come out and then tiny little bomblets come out. And they level there. Each little bomblet just take out a whole football field. It just blew me away, son. There, try to hide from that in some kind of cave hole.
How would you like some chili?
Oh, I'd love some five-alarm chili. You got some?
We can get you. Can we rustle up the president some chili?
I'd love some. That would be fantastic. You know I like the spicy food. Put some of those jalapenos on it, all right, son? Jesus Christ, he's got a big head.
Oh, that's Brother Spiewak.
Spoke. That's my wartime talk. I shouldn't say that. I took the Lord's name in vain. Shucks, he's got a large cranium.
Big melon.
All right, now, I was pointing that to you, Uzbekistan right here. And then up the top, you've got Kazakh. Kazakhstan.
What?
Hold on a sec. Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan.
Here's some chili for you.
Very hot.
Would you like some of that chili?
Yeah, look at that piece of beef right there. That's yummy. Oh, that's good.
You like that?
I like that. Oh, jeez.
Well, what happened?
My crown came off.
Oh, no.
Is it real life? Or are we talking about Mike O'Mara's crown that always comes out?
No.
Are we talking about...
No, Mike got his permanent one back in. He's fine.
Okay,
he could chew anything. He could chew some super glue, son. Oh, man, that hurts so. I'll tell you right now. Let's move around the map, shall we, Don?
Yeah.
Now, down here to the lower right of your map, you'll see you got Pakistan. Now, some of the places in there, you got these cities where they're near the border. You got Chaman and Quetta. Chaman and Quetta are two big cities in Pakistan where, you know, we had some trouble because they're not supporting us 100%, but I have it under good authority. The government of Pakistan is taking care of areas like Chaman and Quetta. And
I'm pretty sure you're mispronouncing those cities.
Then you go to the Isle of Amabad.
It's not Alabama.
No, it's Isle Amabad, which is the capital of Pakistan. Now, here's where we have all our negotiations going on with the Pakistani government.
Okay.
All right, these people up here in Isle Amabad are good, even though it's got bad in the name, B-A-D.
Right. Okay.
Islamabad.
Isn't that Islamabad. Right.
Well, you guys pronounce it your way, but I'm president of the United States. I think I've got more briefings than y'all as far as how to pronounce things. So it's the Isle of Amabad as far as I'm concerned. So in Isle of Amabad, you got her over here. Then you go up right over into Afghanistan, right next to Kabul, and just north of Peshawar, you have Jalalabad.
No, I know that.
Alibaba.
That's
not. Huh? No, that's it. Now, son, you know, I'm pointing to the map. It's clear in your face. You got to see it.
Isn't that how do you say that? It's
Jolly Alibaba.
No, it's not Jolly Alibaba.
It is Jolly Alibaba. That's what they said. Here's the deal, son. There's so many of these words that I got to deal with each day. Some of my advisors have decided to simplify the map for me so I can remember
the spot. Jolalabad?
I'd have to see it.
Why don't you take your president's word for it, realize that I'm pointing at Jolly Alibaba, and that's what we're talking about.
Good
here.
Enough for me.
So, just over the line of
Afghanistan. That's like a ride at Six Flags. Jolly Alibaba.
Hey, kids, scared. It's Jolly Alibaba. Here, now listen, that's a serious subject. We're talking about our country's at war with terrorism, and if we want to stage an area, I don't care if you think it sounds like an amusement ride, son. You know that's Jolly Alibaba that we're talking about here, and that's right over the line inside, and it's just about a few clicks away from Kabul. Now, one of the other places,
Kabul.
Now, here's a bad spot here. We got to really work to get our coalition built here. Because see that long border right down there towards the left? And that's the one I know. We can all pronounce that, okay?
That
is Iran. We know that country. They've been an enemy before. That is Iran.
That's not Iran.
Iran, and I'll tell you, Iran's so far away if they don't come along, you know what I mean? I'm telling them, come along for the ride because you got Iraq right next to them. So you got Iran here. We got to be a friend of Iran so that we can take care of Iraq with all their problems. So if I can't give you specific details on that, but I'm going to show you right now exactly what I'm talking about, Don. We're going to stage an area from Chaman and Quetta, come down from Turkmen... Oh, for goddamn, hold on a second. See this country right over here?
Which one is that?
It's the one that's right next to Uzbekistan. This one here is another one. It's called Turkmenistan.
Right.
Turk. Yeah, that's right. Turkmenistan. That's it. Turkmenistan is, the capital is Askrabbit.
Askrabbit.
Son, I'm going to point to the map.
It's like, Jolly Alibaba.
Askrabbit, right there. Take a look at the map. Take a look at the damn map yourself and you'll see it's Askrabbit.
Ashkabot.
Yeah, right. Ashkabot. Ali Jolly Abob.
That's not ass grab it.
Well, it's ass
Ashgabat.
It's ass Hegabit. That's what it is. And that's the capital of a Turkmenistan. Turkmen sounds like something you take for a cold, doesn't it? Hey, honey, I got a little sniffle. How about some Turkmenistan? So, where was I? I was pointing out to this map right here. This is the capital of Uzbekistan, Tashkent. We go down into Turkmenistan.
Oh, boy.
With Askrabbit over here, your capital, and you go over to the Northern Alliance, which is based in northern Afghanistan. Come down to Jolly Alibaba, next to Kabul, and Peshawar, and then Isle of Ahmedabad, and then Shaman and Quetta will be the Pakistan staging grounds, and hopefully we're going to be fair to out all them terrorists there. And I'd be happy to answer your questions without great detail as to jeopardize the security operation.
All right,
thank you very much.
Very nice. Let me ask you.
Just have another bite of this fine chili that you're a big headed guy over there for. That's good chili. Damn, that's good chili. Son, you can come down and ride with Texas anytime you want.
Like that.
You're doing a good job. You're a great American. Thank you very much.
Let me ask you a question about the B-52s.
Well, I tell you right now, Love Shack has got to be one of my all-time favorite songs. I'm not sure I care for that Quibo that sings lead for him, but I think it's got a nice beat. I think that'd be my personal favorite. You know,
Love Shack.
I got me a Chrysler, and it's ready to wail or whatever the hell that is. That's a good song.
Catch it.
My wife likes it too. We dance to that one.
You do.
Damn, it's good chili.
How do you feel about, well, I'm going to ask you seriously. I saw on TV the other day, they asked if you've been, what are you staring about?
You're asking me a question. I go into pre-question answering mode.
Okay.
Start it again now because you've broken my concentration.
Okay.
It's going to be extremely necessary for you to ask me a question again slowly because you've broken my concentration. Okay. You don't be obsessed with my looks because when we're not on camera, I have to concentrate on the question. So go ahead.
The other day, you're sitting in the staging area, and they say to you, have you been tested for anthrax? And you say,
I don't have anthrax.
Right. Well, some people lead that, that's like a misleading answer. You're not really answering the question. The question is, have you been tested for anthrax?
All right. I don't have anthrax.
I don't know. Answer the question, though. Have you been tested? How do you know you don't have it if you've not been tested?
Man, this happened to me the other day. This is delicate stuff. You know, the country's in a state of turmoil, and there's fear and fear-mongering going on. And they said I'd be upsetting people if... Hold on a second. Somebody just handed me something. Sadly, I don't test well. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. That's a good boy over there. Would you like to come work at the White House? You could do that. That's the answer I'll give all the time. Ask me a question again. Come on now, son. Ask it to me just the way you did before. Identical, and I'll give you the same answer.
Have you been tested for anthrax?
Sadly, I don't test well. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like to speak more towards broader questions as far as what we're doing. We're taking care of things. But people are being safe, protected.
All right, here's one I know you can answer.
Yeah.
Bin Laden. What are you going to do with this son of a bitch?
I'll tell you, I'd like to go mano a mano with him. I really would, but I won't have that opportunity. I think we got to go into that particular cave location that he is so sneakily by and, you know, perhaps mount one of the operations out of Uzbekistan and just blow him to King George, Kingdom Come. Kingdom Come, blow him right
Kingdom
there.
Come.
That's where I'd like to do. I think with patience, it's important for the American people to be patient, know that their president's on the case and he's working hard and he's studying his maps.
How's Big Dick Cheney doing?
He's a good man. He's, I can speak freely with you, can I?
Sure.
He's running the whole show.
Yeah, I thought so.
He's that's why we put him in those safe locations all the time.
Yeah,
safe.
You. We got you wearing that faggy Chinese jacket, walking around or Japan, wherever it was, walking around wearing PJs in public. But Cheney's like on a mountainside somewhere.
I'm happy with Vice President Cheney. As soon as he got his ticker fixed, we immediately put him under the gun as far as the work he's going to do. And he doesn't go to the safe place. He goes to the places with the maps and you know all the communications and stuff. And he's kind of orchestrating things. But you know, the administration is strong. We're very helpful with each other, sharing ideas and information with people in America. And we know that things are going to work out well, and I know that we're going to win this war. It takes patience.
What did Zany Dick Cheney tell you before you came on this show today?
He told me, make sure don't answer that question about anthrax.
Anthrax.
You know, and I tell you right now, you know, I don't think there's a real cause for all that much alarm. I've watched some of the commercials for anthrax that they have. You know, that one with the duck, the little duck that comes up on the conveyor belt and goes, anthrax? That's funny as hell, isn't it?
So that's a cleaning product, I think, isn't it?
Huh?
Well, what is it?
Aflac.
All right. You know, listen, you know, I got
Aflac.
I guess you don't understand that you're dealing with the President of the United States, all the smart guys in the room. I'm telling you, I think people ought to lighten up because that duck commercial is funny. And people, you know, why is everybody getting all terrified and stuff like that? And, I, you know, sadly, I don't test well.
Okay. All right. We're going to play Low Budget Jeopardy now.
We're just people. I just want you to know that. We're just people. All right? Do you understand what
just
I'm saying?
Just people.
He likes that.
Damn, that's funny. That.
Just people.
And Howard Cosell.
Just people.
That's one of the funniest Jewish guys ever. That's great. That's a DA. I love your show, I do. You play that one, there's a dumbass around.
We sure are.
Okay.
Just people.
All right, I'm going to eat some more of this here chili.
Okay, we're going to take the first call now because we got a champion for Low Budget Jeopardy at 877-365-3636 or DC call 202-432-1067.
That's good chili. I just got another big piece of beef.
Okay. Just people.
People. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
Testing! The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, leader of the free world?
Leader of the free world, sir. Good mood, I'll tell you that, son. I'm real excited about that tonight. It's Dark Angel night.
Ah! Oh, you like that show, Dark Angel?
Sure do. She's a crime fighting. Honey is what she is.
Mm-hmm. How's Jenna?
It's all right. I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, here's the question I have to ask you.
That's her.
Would you mind taking off your clothes for me?
That's taboo, son. I suggest you put those tapes away or those fingers are going to be taken off at the third digit.
These are a bunch of tapes of Jenna Bush.
Oh, my God. I had no idea it was so big.
I didn't give my permission those tapes to be disseminated in your fine broadcast in your fine city.
You know, the skirt's been riding on my ass. All day long.
Now you got me angry, son. That's it. I'll tell you right now. Interview over. Take my whole lavalier off.
No, okay. Well, I won't play the tapes anymore.
It's really pissing me off, man.
Well, you can't figure out how to take the microphone.
All right, I'll stick around. I'll stick around for the good of the country.
Okay. Hold on. Your daughter wants to say one more thing.
All right, what do you want to say?
Daddy
does
blankets.
What's that, son? I mean, daughter?
I'm really glad I met you at the pool today.
All right, I don't want that whole pool thing. I wish I hadn't put that thing in the backyard.
You got a pool in the backyard of the White House?
I got pools everywhere. Yeah, that's all those girls do is swim and drink.
All right, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy, Mr. President.
All right, this is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is the challenger, a help desk attendant from Saddlebrook, New Jersey.
Hey,
let's say hi to Ken Candari.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Ken. Hi.
All right. How are you doing?
Great, thanks. Now entering the studio is the returning champion of Low Budget Jeopardy. This is a mortgage underwriter from Annandale, Bad, Virginia. Let's say hi to Pat O'Brien.
Hey, Pat. Hello.
How you doing, Don?
Hey, Pat. Say hello to the leader of the free world, please.
How you doing, Mr. President?
I'm just fine, Mr. O'Brien. And now entering the studios, you can ask him how it's changed his life.
Yeah. How's it changed your life, Pat?
Other than talking to the most powerful man in the world, I'm getting a pretty nice discount on Cipro.
Thank you, son.
Well, you know what? He's just people.
He's just people. That's Good Natter in his studio's host, Low Budget Jeopardy. Hey, Ken and Pat, don't screw with LQ.
It'll
be hell to pay. Well, let's say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Well, hi, Ken. Hi, Pat. Listen, guys, don't forget to answer the formal question. Look for my mom. Wearing a clip-on tie, suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex, and if you're playing the game,
Jolly Alibaba.
And as always, please call him Jenna's dad.
Thanks so much. Appreciate that.
There she is, Jenna Bush.
How about you take off my clothes?
Please, you're hurting a father. That's so painful. Damn, why'd I put that pool?
Do you mind if I just sit on it?
Why'd I put that pool in the backyard?
All right, here's your categories, guys, and they are
full of mulch the way it used to be.
Here's the categories. OJ, not guilty.
Yay. I don't know. I think that's a failure of the American criminal justice system. You know, in Texas, that would have been all taken care of.
Oh, you would have fried him.
Guilty. Execution.
World Series mania.
No, serious mania. I think it's a great American pastime.
Name that Bush.
I'll tell you right now, though, I called OJ after that verdict, and I congratulate him just like I do all sports figures when they win a big game.
Nice Bush.
What'd you say to him?
So, way to go, son. You did it again. I sure did like the way you played ball for the Bills. For the Bills.
Recent new movies. And states and capitals.
States and capitals, son.
Here you go. Here's your categories, guys. They are OJ, not guilty.
Way to go. Got to admire a man since that slippery.
World Series mania.
Love the World Series. I like Joe Torre.
Name that Bush.
All right.
Name that Bush.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Recent new movies and states and capitals. Ken, you're the challenger. We'll start with you.
I'll take World Series Mania for what was the amount?
Yeah, for one, it's either one, two, or three.
Okay.
And here you go. Now, keep in mind, this is these are subjective, some of these questions, just my opinions.
Very good.
Worst skin on the Yankees or the Diamondbacks? Worst skin out of all the teams combined?
Who is Mariano Rivera?
No, Pat, I'm sorry.
It's your chance to steal, Pat.
Who is Randy Johnson?
No, I'm sorry. We've gone with Joe Torre.
$1 for nobody. All right, Ken, you're still in control.
World Series Mania for two.
All right, here's an easy one. Best mullet, Yankees or Diamondbacks?
What are the Diamondbacks?
No. One player.
Oh, Randy Johnson. Who is Randy Johnson?
That was not in the form of a question.
And Ken, I got to tell you, son, I got to tell you.
Ended the thing.
Excuse me, I don't believe there's any arguing with Lord Quizmaster. I said that distinctly at the beginning of the game. Now, Pat,
sorry, Jen
is dead. You no problem at all, hey, Pat?
They're just people.
Just people.
It's your chance to steal.
Who is Randy Johnson?
Right, of course, Randy Johnson.
Here's, that's the simple, son. All right, Pat, you're in control.
We'll finish the category for three.
Okay. He has the stinkiest pinky.
Who is Derek Jeter?
That's right.
$3 for you, Pat. Second that.
Probably not just his pinky.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah, the whole fist.
It's the fist.
No. Hey. No, the guys do with legit.
I didn't understand that question. I'm sure glad I don't. That's really starting to bother me.
Would you mind helping me?
I'm getting acid indigestion. Burn those tapes. Damn it.
You know what, guys? You know, guys get stinky pinky because they...
That's a hell of a pantomime you're doing, son.
You know,
is that what you're talking about? Putting your finger there?
You ever do that to Laura?
Never in my life.
Never.
No, never had the opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. I understand what you're talking about. The stinky pinky.
Okay. Who's in control here?
Pat's in control.
I'll go states and capitals for one.
All right, it's the capital of the great state of Massachusetts.
What is Boston?
$1 for you, Pat. Speak up, son. We can't hear you. Let's get rocking and rolling.
States and capitals for two.
It is the capital of the great state of Alabama.
What is Montgomery?
Montgomery, Alabama. Also right.
$2. Young Pat O'Brien's on a roll. Then again, that's why he's the returning champion.
We'll go with states and capitals for three.
Capital of Vermont.
What is Montgomery?
Little slow, Pat. Ken, your chance to steal.
What is, I have no idea.
Montpelier.
Montpelier. That's a good place. You've been hanging around me too long.
Yeah, I know.
Montpelier. I love Montpelier. Named after the French countryside. Montpelier, Vermont. Montpelier.
Montpelier.
I'd like to. I take direct flight service from Montpelier to Jolly Alibaba. are on your back, you are in control.
Hold on, I gotta get this. This is for me, okay? There you go.
I wrote the freaking question. I wrote it down. MOTNTPILL.
Ah,
come on now. You pronounced it right.
I'm just people.
Just people.
Just people. Montpelier, right. Vermont.
Okay, Ken. Pat, I'm sorry, it's Pat.
Pat's in control. Select again, son.
We'll go with new movies for one.
All right, recent new movies. These have all been in the theater for at least a week.
Stars category for me.
Stars Johnny Depp.
From Hell.
Not in the form of a question.
Hey, Ken, your chance to steal.
But it's from Hell.
Yes.
Wrong.
What?
It's Edward Scissorhands.
No, it's from Hell.
All right, so that's your first dollar there, Ken. Way to go from Saddlebrook.
I just doubled my income.
There you go. Way to go. Select again, son.
O.J. Not guilty for one.
Nope, you got to finish the movies.
Okay.
You got to take the movies for two. Good choice. Stars Bruce Willis.
What is...
Pat, your chance to steal.
What is Bandits?
That's wrong.
No.
It's Moonlighting. All right, $2 for you, Pat, if he's going to insist.
No, back to new movies for three.
All right, I'm not good at this category.
Stars Anthony Hopkins.
All right, Ken, your chance to steal.
Is Hannibal?
What?
What is Hannibal?
No, I know.
What is it?
Magic.
No. Hearts in Atlantis.
Ah, damn. All right, and Pat, you're in control.
We'll go to O.J. Not Guilty for one.
O.J. Not Guilty for one. His NFL jersey number.
What is 32?
32, correct.
$1 for you there, Pat. Select again, son.
We'll go for O.J. Not Guilty for two.
All right, number of people he's murdered that we know about.
What is two?
Two, also correct.
And two for $2. Way to go, Pat, select again.
We'll go for O.J. Not Guilty for three.
Besides Buffalo, the other team in the NFL he played for.
Who are the San Francisco 49ers?
Yes,
$3. Cool. You run that category. That's a fine job there. You know your football, Pat O'Brien.
And I don't know what the last category is.
Oh, we got Name That Bush.
We'll go with Name That Bush for one.
Attaboy.
Name That Bush. Hey, President Bush, get ready, Stinky Pinky time.
Yeah, sure am. Let's go. Rock and roll.
She's the first lady.
It was Laura Bush.
$1 for you. We established that fact.
Yeah. Yeah. Stinky Pinky.
All right, there. Select again, Pat O'Brien.
We'll go with Name That Bush for two.
POA Weather Girl on Fox NFL Sunday.
No clue.
I've got an idea where you're going. All right, Ken, your chance to steal.
I don't know her name, but I know she's hot.
Yeah, Mr. Bush.
Who's Jillian Barbary?
Yeah, that one you got.
There you go. $2 for me.
Yeah, nice Bush.
All right, you're in control, Pat.
We'll go Name That Bush for three.
All right, final category on the big board. She's married to Blackie Parrish.
Who the hell's Blackie Parrish?
Ken, your chance to steal.
Who is,
Mr. Bush.
Who's Rebecca Romijn?
There you go.
Yeah. Yes, Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
That's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy. Way to go, sons.
You know, it's amazing to me you didn't know any of the towns or the countries where we are currently involved in a war.
I know all the countries right there. Afghanistan, Turkmenistan, Tashkent, Uzbekistan, Jolly Alibaba, and, the Arabian Sea.
You did,
right down to the bottom.
You did not know any of that. You did know Jillian Barbary and Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
Yeah, and that girl that's on CNN or whatever with those rectangle glasses she wears.
Oh, Ashley Bancroft.
Man, oh, man. I'd do an exclusive with her anytime she wants.
I bet you would.
I'm up to Camp David.
All right, guys. It's time for final Low Budget Jeopardy.
You'll
and here
find
you go.
Out I'm not as stupido.
And here is the category.
Gracias.
The Fall Classic. Yeah, you know, sometimes we got to get you on here. There really is nothing funnier than we listen to tape of Bush speaking Spanish.
Si, amigo. Gracias. I appreciate that, mi amigo.
Okay, here you go. Your category, guys, Fall Classic. Don't forget to answer in the form of a question, okay? Hope you guys like the World Series because here is the answer. He will start Game 1 tomorrow night for... your New York Yankees. He will start Game 1 tomorrow night for the Yankees in Phoenix. Answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the Bushwhacker stress-relieving bag. The Bushwhacker is a weighted inflatable miniature bag that sits on top of your desk. And when you get tense, you just whack it. Get the drift?
Yeah.
Get the Bushwhacker for your house or for your office or for anywhere, even your car. And when stress gets the best of you, don't just deal with it. Bushwhack it. Now back to Final Little Bunch of Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Ah, thank you, sir.
It's time now on JFK.
Gracias.
Cash for you and me. It's time for Don and Mike to play.
Okay. Let's start game number one. Who do we want to go to first?
Let's see. Let me see. DC says, uno, Ken, he's got dos dolores, dos pesos.
Should be easy for Ken. He's from where? From Jersey?
Yeah, he's from Saddlebrook, New Jersey.
All right, Ken, he's going to start game one tomorrow night for the Yankees.
Who's Andy Pettit?
No.
Oh, come on.
I am terrible.
Pay attention.
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Pat, you can win if you're the winner. You can win if you got the right answer.
Who's Rodriguez?
Rodriguez.
What the hell do I know?
KS or S? Hey, pasa, mi amigo.
No, guys, listen, it's the Moose. It's Mike Mussina tomorrow night.
Mike Mussina. Important to be nice.
And, this is for both of you guys.
DA.
DA. But listen, here on Low Budget Jeopardy, everybody's just people. Just people. And when nobody goes away mad, but everybody goes away. Goodbye, Pat. Goodbye, Ken. Thanks. Not giving away any money today. Ken Stevens loves this game.
That's a shame. Too bad.
Let's now go to President Bush to tell these guys what they want. President Bush.
All right, before we say, says Vaya con Dios to these two amigos, let's say that they got some prizes. You ready, fellas?
Sure.
Sure. Calm down a little bit. You've won the Mind of the Married Man prize pack, and you are now qualified to win a 2002 Mazda Miata as a national grand prize courtesy of HBO Right. After Band of Brothers, tune into new episodes of Curb. Your enthusiasm at 10 p.m., followed by new episodes of The Mind of the Married Man at 10:30 p.m. But wait,
there's more.
You have won a Boogeyman DVD and prize pack.
I believe that's Boogeyman.
Boogeyman. Boogeyman. The ultimate horror experience on DVD is an insane collection of terrifying scenes and special features from the scariest movies of all times. Boogeyman is on sale now in stores everywhere. Adios.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. All right. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Ken. Fellas, both of you have a great, great weekend. And thank you for listening. And
I appreciate you coming. Thanks a lot. Thanks for your support, Don. I know you supported my campaign. And I know, like most Americans, right-thinking Americans, you're supporting my administration right now.
I do.
I appreciate it. May I say muchas gracias.
My best is Zany Cheney.
Very good. Absolutely. Don't forget, your linchpin country right there, Jolly Alibaba.
Gotcha. All right, well, listen, President Bush, always remember and never forget.
Hey, Joe.
You know Joe?
How are you, son?
It's your good friend, Joe Hardinger.
President.
Good to see you again, boy.
He's a good kid, that boy. That kid's got a head on his shoulders.
Always remember, never forget. Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Corona Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Vaya con Dios. Check out my Ozzy.
Hey, there he goes.
Ozzy.
There he goes. Your president.
Mm-hmm. He's on the case.
George Bush.
That's a good thing.
Listen, I know that Tom Gavin is here.
I got to go fluff him.
He's been here for like an hour waiting outside to come in with the movie section. The
speaking
movie,
figuratively, Rob.
The movie part of the show, the section we discuss movies with Chuck Stossel. That is straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, this is people, just people, just people.
Remember, ring on, say what you must, then ring off. The Don and Mike Show.
Here's the phone numbers again, national number. 877-365-3636 and from Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. It's Friday. And that means it's time for At the Movies with the Love Muscle,
Chuck Stossel.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico, here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
Hello, Charlie. Happy Friday to you. Same to you. I think, as you know, we're under an incredible bit of ratings pressure on this show, and frankly, there's no part of the show that has gone without the watchful eye, the magnifying glass, and in an effort to boldly improve the ratings for all segments on the show, we now are turning the movie segment, at least temporarily, into a two-man show.
And here he comes right now, ladies and gentlemen. Our come on in, Tom.
Let's bring him in.
Yay!
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah!
Hey, Rob, I think we need the theme to At the Movies. The Ebert and Siskel and Ebert show.
Oh, boy.
We could do like a he said, she said thing. Don't worry, you're the he said, Charlie.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, pull the microphone down, Tom.
Charlie and Tom.
Yes?
Tom Gavin and Charlie Stossel.
Tom.
Hi. How are you? Tom, how are you doing?
Tom's excited.
Tom. Yes, he is.
Into the microphone, though, Tom. How are you doing, Tom?
Oh, he's just happy to be here.
Yeah!
Yeah, bud!
Yeah! All right! Look at Charlie.
Welcome to At the Movies.
Yeah, At the Movies. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Charlie Stossel and Tom Gavin.
Yeah.
They'll be discussing the week's hottest movie releases, and I think you'll find that they have differing points of view on just about every movie. And now, here's your host, Charlie Stossel. Charlie, what's the first movie you guys will be reviewing this weekend?
Let's talk about 13 Ghosts.
Yeah!
Right. Sucks!
Okay,
Tom.
Okay, next movie.
You got to wait till Charlie gives his review first.
Okay. I'm going to blow.
You want to blow, Tom? You want to blow?
We did?
Wait, is he blowing?
He's
blowing
blow his nose.
Yeah.
Oh.
I already did it, son.
How can you tell? He's a little sweaty right now. You guys want to shake hands before you start the movie?
We did already.
Yeah. Okay.
We did already.
All right, good.
And, I got something to give to Mike.
Oh,
good. Really?
What is it,
Tom? Go ahead and give it to him now.
It's a CD of the Train Masters. They played at JV's this last Sunday, and I got a copy of it.
Oh, Mike would love that from you, Tom.
I would. I would. Thank you, Tom. Thank you very much.
Not
with ink.
Well, he brought another gift. What else is
What else, Tom?
What do you got?
One for you, for the armed soldiers of the...
That's very nice.
Hey, that's nice, Tom.
Tom,
that's actually something we're all going to like.
Very nice flag tie tacks.
Yeah,
give me one that doesn't have all the stuff on it.
Like all the glitter on it there, Mike?
Yeah, there you go.
And also, I got one for Rob, too.
Oh,
one for Rob, too?
There you go.
Hey,
a Confederate flag.
Yeah. And this is going to be, like, what's his name?
Buzz.
Buzz.
What's his name?
And that's for,
it's just as well.
Joe. Orange. I already gave mine to Lisa.
Hey, these are real nice, Tom.
They are.
Thank you, Tom. You're welcome.
Thank you for the gifts, Tom.
You're welcome. Now, Charlie, the first movie is 13 Ghosts.
Yes. This is a movie that's a remake of a 1960s horror movie. And in this, F. Murray Abraham plays a very old, crotchety man who has developed this time-space travel machine, and how it works is by getting the evil souls of bad people to make it work. Well, the thing that's going to kick it into high gear is by getting his naive, kind of doofy nephew to spend the night in this house where all this is being built so he can suck his good soul, which is that much more energy into it, which will get everything up and running.
The hype I've seen on this movie is where the ads are, this movie is rated R for
blood, gore, language. I think they exploit that an awful lot, just trying to prove, that, you know, you want, this is what you want in the today's horror movie. You're going to get it in boatloads.
All right. How did you like it? How many porcelain dolls do you give it?
One and a half. We'll give it.
One and a half.
It's the same formula that's used over and over. If you're going to make a horror movie, make something like Scream or Nightmare on Elm Street or something that is not done every single time, it seems.
All right. So, Tom, to reiterate, Tom.
Yes.
The movie, 13 Ghosts, Charlie Stossel did not like it. What do you think of the movie 13 Ghosts?
I gave Charlie 10 for it.
Well, no, Tom.
It sucked. I don't like it.
No, Tom. No. Charlie did not like the movie. So you then...
You go the opposite way.
I go the opposite way?
Yeah, you have to disagree with Charlie. So if he hated it, then you...
if he hates it,
then you liked it.
I liked it.
Why'd you like it so much, Tom?
Because it was a rated R movie.
And what's best about rated R movies?
It's nudity.
There you go.
Nudity.
There you go.
And
there's some in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
And what's the best part about nudity?
They're all naked.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What's your favorite part of a woman without saying it? Is it the top part or the bottom part?
The top part.
The top part. Why is that?
Because she has big breasts.
All right, very good. Very good. You didn't have to be deleted. Tom, how many canes between 1 and 4, how many canes do you give this movie?
Five.
I said between 1 and 4, and he held up 5 fingers.
That is between.
Blow time.
Another blow.
Blowing his nose again.
All right, very good.
Tom, are you using a handkerchief there to blow your nose?
No, I'm using a paper towel from the restroom.
Very good. Yes.
The handicap restroom.
Yeah.
Why don't you when you're done with that?
Yeah. Throw it in the goddamn trash can.
Yeah. You keep folding it back up and putting it in your pocket. It's a boogery piece of paper.
Is there a trash can right here?
Yeah. There's one right here.
There you go, Tom.
There you go.
There you go. You're listening to At the Movies with Charlie and Tom.
And Charles Stossel and Thomas Gavin.
And I think we got some calls.
He wants to take phone calls.
Just wait, Tom. Charlie, what's the next movie, please?
K-Pax.
Oh, now this one I want to hear about.
Kevin Spacey, Jeff Bridges.
Was that on here somewhere?
Hold on,
give me the his.
Why don't you help me with that?
All right. Is he looking at the ads in the newspaper?
No, stay right there.
That's good. All right. He's trying to find the ad in the newspaper for K-Pac.
K-Pac. Here's a movie with Kevin Spacey and
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges. Maybe one of the best trailers I have seen all year about this man who could not be from another planet. He plays a gentleman named Prote, who is picked up by the New York PD.
Let me just say, some of this room really smells like B.O.
I'm sorry, Don.
Who could it be?
It ain't me. I took a shower this morning.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
You tell him. Tom, I pointed it out for you. That's the movie. Right there. Right over on the right. That one.
So he's taken in. Tom, you're getting closer. So he's taken into Bellevue once he tells the cops that I'm from this planet, this other planet. While he's in the institution, gets transferred to another where he meets Dr. Powell, played by Jeff Bridges. Here is where all this fascination is. He or is he not from another planet, or is he just kind of nuts? This is a little bit Awakenings. It's a little bit of Cuckoo's Nest, and this movie, I tell you, is not half bad until you get to the last 20 minutes or so. I think the ending is a little bit of a letdown.
All right, how many dolls do you give it?
Before the end, 3.5. Up until, it was a little lower, so we'll give it 2.5.
2.5. So that means that you are lukewarm on it. You could go either way.
Performance is, Kevin Spacey is one of those actors like a Morgan Freeman and Denzel Washington and Gene Hackman, good in anything he's in, and in here he's very, very good. Jeff Bridges, also, this movie could be The Curse of Jeff Bridges. What do you think, Tom? It's good. The Curse of Jeff Bridges is, he's very good in everything he's in.
Will you please let Tom get a word in edgewise?
Yes,
Tom, your thoughts on the movie K-Pax?
It's...
You this time you can say whatever you like.
Whatever you like, Tom.
Charlie had no opinion. I mean, he was down the middle.
It sucked.
Why did it suck?
Because,
no nudity?
No nudity.
There you go. No, come on, please.
No, don't feed him. He'll
speak for himself.
Tell us why you hate it, Tom.
Well, why'd you hate K-Pax?
Because, no nudity.
No, come on.
No, I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
Oh, so you just make up a reason why you didn't like it besides the no nudity.
I didn't like it because it...
What do you think of Kevin Spacey? He's one of the lead actors. The guy with the sunglasses. What do you think about him? You don't like him because he's...
He's gay.
And Tom, you know what? There are all kinds of rumors that he is gay.
You know that? Yeah. Tom thinks that's funny.
Tom,
yeah.
Have you ever thought about being gay?
No.
Why?
Because...
Because why?
Because I'm not gay at all.
Okay, but have you ever thought about it?
No.
No?
Watch it.
Who do you consider to be a handsome man?
You.
Way to go, Don.
Oh, that's great. Yes? Is being gay, is that a sin?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
What happens to gay people?
They have sex together.
Okay, but I mean, if it's a sin, what happens to gay people then?
They go to hell.
They go to hell.
Oh, God, you preacher, Donnie.
No. Listen, you know I don't feel that way. I was simply asking. Well, just looking at the moral mind of Tom Gavin.
I think we have a little picture of that. That's a good thing.
How do you feel about the war on terrorism?
It sucks.
Why?
Because the Pentagon got rammed in with an airplane.
Yes,
right,
true.
Right. What are we going to do to the guys that did that?
We're going to get them and kill them.
Very good.
Do you have any idea who the main bad guy is? Who's the evil guy? Oh, Mike, no help now.
Yes, Mike.
Any idea?
Son of a name.
Huh? Yes, that's it.
What's his name?
Oh, dear.
Son of a name. Ben Laden. Hey, yeah. Ben Laden, if you're listening out there, you're gone, buddy.
There you go. Yeah.
You're gone, buddy.
Tom Gavin, true patriot.
Tom, let me ask you,
how do you feel about the Taliban? Do you like the Taliban?
No, I do not like the Taliban.
Why?
Because they put the anthrax out there. Like the post office?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you got it.
He's there. He's there.
They got it.
Right on.
They put the anthrax out there, the post office. We got now a funeral of one of the post office people going the funeral today.
That's right. Okay, yeah. So he's tracking with it.
Tom Gavin.
That's right.
How about a roar?
Roar! There you go.
And Charlie, is there a third movie?
No, I think we're just going to stop now. No. On the line, this is the NSYNC movie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Tom likes that.
This is with Lance Bass?
Yeah, and Joey, little Joey. He plays this guy, Kevin, who meets this very cute girl on the subway, but he can't really go up to her. So he takes out ads all across town. Have you seen her? Hoping that she will see this ad and get back with him and contact him. There you go.
And how many dollars you give it?
Zero.
Ooh. All right, now, Tom.
Yes?
See if you can follow me. Charlie just gave this movie with the guys from NSYNC 0 stars. He hates it.
More than any other movie, he hates this one the worst. So that means you've got to really like it.
NSYNC?
Yes. A movie with NSYNC.
I like the NSYNC band because it's a rock band.
Uh-huh. Okay, what about the movie with the guys from NSYNC?
It sucked.
Well, no, Tom. Tom, you have to say the opposite. Charlie already said it sucked.
It's good.
It's good. Okay, why?
Very good.
Why is it good?
Because
it has lots of nudity.
What?
It has lots of nudity in it.
It's got lots of nudity in it.
What is Tom? Off the topic now. What's your favorite NSYNC song? Do you know any?
No. You guys got the CD.
What's your favorite rock song?
It's on the CD there.
Yeah. What is it?
This is going horribly bad.
I know it is.
This is not exactly the dream bit that we thought it would be.
Oh, I don't know. What's your favorite, Tom?
No, I'm not going to play some homegrown band, Tom.
Tom, what's your favorite? What's your favorite rock song? You know, that's done by a commercial group.
A big group.
Get the song.
He loves You Dropped a Bomb on Me.
Yeah.
You like that one?
Yeah.
What else?
Metallica.
All right.
Metallica. Mm-hmm.
Interested Man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like Pantera?
Pantera.
Yeah. What about the band Anthrax?
Anthrax? No.
Not the band.
Yeah, Anthrax, the band, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you like them. What's your favorite band in the world?
My favorite band is Government Mule.
Government Mule.
Yeah, because me and my buddy Steve went to the 9:30 Club and see Government Mule.
And you like them?
Yeah.
Tom Gavin.
Just people.
Right.
That's right.
Who's your favorite Beatle?
Beetle?
Yes, there were four of them. Who's your favorite Beetle?
Favorite Beetle is,
Ringo.
Oh, now, everybody's trying to help him here.
Who? Paul McCarthy.
Paul McCarthy, that's right.
Very good.
All right, well, what would you like to say about what would you like to say about the movies this weekend, Charlie?
I'm done.
Okay, and Tom, what would you like to say about the movies this weekend?
They all...
Now, K-Pax is for me. K-Pax would be the one.
What do you think, Tom?
Yes, J-Pax is good.
J-Pax is good. All right, well, there you go. It's at the movies. Let me say, on paper, we'll hear the meeting.
Yeah, it sounded good.
Great idea.
This looked like a killer idea. Yeah,
absolutely.
But it was fun. Did you have fun, Tom?
Yeah, I like to talk about this weekend's sports stuff.
Oh, what do you mean? We got a break, Tom.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we got to sign off, Tom. Okay, say bye to everybody, Tom.
Bye, guys. We got to go. And
anybody out there listening?
Anybody out there listening can go to my website, tomgavin.com, and buy T-shirts.
All right.
Anybody out there listening can go.
All right, anybody listening?
Just people.
All right, thank you. And, of course, as always, Charlie Stossel, thank you.
Yes, John.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Right. Thank both of our critics.
For at the movies.
All right, fantastic.
With Charlie and Tom.
Thanks a lot, guys. Now get out of here.
Bye, right. Tom.
Come on, Charlie, let's go.
Come on.
Yeah. You two crazy kids, you see you later. Maybe go out and have a drink.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. See you, Charlie.
Roar!
Okay.
There he goes.
Oh, boy.
I couldn't get him worked up enough.
You don't think so?
That sucked.
I couldn't get him worked up enough.
But thanks for the tie tacks.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. I mean, that's nicest gift anybody's brought in here in a long time.
It sucks.
I know.
Because the guy on the telephone, he won't shut the frig up. We get him in here, and he's just, and you know why, Mike? Mm-hmm. Because you're his buddy. Mm-hmm. Because you were doing all the sight games with him.
I know.
Clapping your hands.
I know. Blame it on me.
No, next time.
Yes.
Pack of Mountain Dew.
There you go.
Get him all hyped up on caffeine, and we won't let him pee.
I had more fun with him in the lobby than I did in here, I have to admit.
And you will again.
Yeah, I will again. Right.
All right. Well, that's the movie segment. That's all right.
You're still my man, Tom.
Charlie and Tom, and when we come back, we picked the pros until they scab and bleed. What are you doing?
I'm picking the pros.
Yeah, picking the pros. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. Wait, messing with my knee?
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology of this game.
Yeah, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
Oh. You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
Beware, they may be spotting Don and Mike.
Not us. We are
just people.
Just people.
People.
We're going to pick them until they scab and bleed now. And joining us from CBS.
CBS.
Is Leslie on the line? Oh, here she is on line number 4. Here is our friend, the wonderful Leslie Visser.
Hey, hello, Leslie. Yeah.
Oh, Scott. So how about this? When Lisa called me, I told her I was in a cab last week. You guys should know you're big with the Russian cab drivers.
Okay.
I was in a cab last week, and I heard Don say he was going to get Lisa a T-shirt from Yankee Stadium, and I asked Lisa, did he get it for you, and what did she say?
No. It was incredibly expensive. And she wanted, like, not a regular shirt. She wanted, like, one of those...
little tight.
You know, one
belly
of those
shirts. Top.
Like a shirt you would get for a toddler.
She wanted a teeny tiny, adorable little T-shirt. You gave her your word. What is that?
That my word is worth nothing. You know why, Leslie? Because I am...
Just people.
I'm just...
What is that from, anyway? Is that a bad Frank Sinatra?
Leslie, that is from the main event, Frank Sinatra.
I don't think that was Frank. I think that's one of those, like, remember when you were a kid and you buy knockoff records? I don't think that's really Frank Sinatra.
No, it's not Frank. It's Howard Cosell introducing Frank.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
No, listen to the whole thing, the whole intro.
Jam-packed with 20,000 people plus. Just people.
Just people.
That's funny.
If you ever get a chance, seriously, and you want to hear something, the greatest intro of any celebrity in any venue anywhere, it is called the main event, Frank Sinatra at Madison Square Garden, and Howard Cosell does the longest intro you will ever hear in your life.
Was that for the Ali Frazier fight?
No, it was actually for the Frank Sinatra comeback concert.
Oh,
okay. You ever meet Cosell?
I did many times, yeah. I was on his show a few times.
Oh, wow.
I felt a little bit like people do on your show, where you hold on to the side of the chair and white-knuckle it till it passes.
Come on. I take that as kind of a compliment.
Yeah, no, he was... He was everything. He came to play and had a great vocabulary and wasn't afraid to swing for the fences.
All right. How did your radio gig go?
Oh, thanks for asking. I really enjoyed it. You know, I stayed away from the hardcore X's and O's. I didn't say, you know, gee, Boomer, they ought to run the 88 fullback stutter. But I had looked at a lot of film. I was calling John Madden and Parcells every other day. So I felt really prepared. And you guys know Boomer. He's great.
Yeah, if you don't know, Leslie made history. She was the first woman to do color commentary on the NFL on the Monday night game.
All right.
It was to my advantage that I had covered maybe 20 of those Redskin-Cowboy games over the past 15 years, and so I knew, you know, once the game got terrible, which was pretty much from the kickoff, I had a lot of anecdotes, as John Madden would say, in my bucket.
That had to be one of your greatest fears. That probably would never happen, but for the game to go like 54-0 or something well, like that, that would be very dangerous.
Well, I'll tell you, originally I was supposed to do the Redskins versus, or the Ravens-Minnesota game, the one that was called off after the attack.
Right.
And my greatest fear in that game was that the whole game, and you guys work in radio, maybe could coach me through this, I was afraid that that whole game was going to come down to Obafemi Ian Badejo stopped by Waswasaranga.
What the hell?
Yes, I know. I called Brian Billick during the week. I said, you cannot play Obafemi Ian Badejo.
Oh, that's the guy. That's the dude for Green Bay.
That's
no,
right.
No, he's the running back for the Ravens.
But you nailed it. You practiced it, obviously.
Yes,
No.
But I called him. I said, you can't play that guy. He said, Leslie, since Jamal Lewis got hurt, that's our running back. I said, I don't care. He can play some other week.
I'm getting mixed up with who's the, there's a dude.
I'm on Green.
No. But there's a guy on the defensive line for the Packers.
Oh, that, I know his name, too. He's Kabir. Baja Biamila.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Give us the name of the other guy one more time.
Obafemi Ian Badejo stopped by Waswasaranga.
That's incredible.
But thank God Emmett Smith was a lot easier to say.
Of course. How do you feel about the role of women in sports and on the NFL, and I'll tell you why I'm asking you this. Last night, Bonnie Bernstein was on our train from New York back to D.C., and I gave her a lift over to the subway station, and she told me some stuff, some off-the-record stuff, about women that she admires and some women she considers to be bims on TV. I won't mention any names. You were not one of the bims, incidentally.
I have incredible admiration for Bonnie, and I've told her that the way to last in this business is to have credibility, which she does. I mean, Bonnie is one of the women who knows what she's looking at, which some women do and some don't, but I think Bonnie's great, and I've told her, she seems to have passion for sports, and I said, if you want to last in this business, then other things are going to come and go, but your credibility is what you can rely on.
And, I can't ask you what I asked her. I said, who's the biggest bim, you know, that you're... Because it was a private conversation, but she...
Well, let's be honest, it was Chris Berman.
Chris Berman, you know what's amazing? The day I met my husband, isn't one of you a Red Sox fan?
Yeah, I'm a diehard Red Sox fan. Yeah, I have been, I remember your husband doing the games.
He did. Well, I met Dick the sixth game of the 75 World Series. He actually, as you may know, he called Carlton Fisk's home run.
Yes, he did.
And the ironic thing was, you know, they have a runner in the booth for the networks that gets the guy's coffee or whatever. Dick's runner for that sixth game was Chris Berman.
Oh my God, but wow. He was like an intern or something like
he
that?
He was, I think, a senior at Brown.
Brown University, right.
And he knew somebody. I think he'd done play-by-play at Brown or something, and he knew someone, and he got in the booth for that game. So Dick, like meeting me, Dick barely remembers.
Yeah, and when you know, with Dick Stockton, once you know somebody as like your regular team announcer, I will never think of Dick Stockton as anything other than the Red Sox announcer, because it was such a great time for the Red Sox back then. It was very cool.
It was so much fun, and Dick actually started at KDK in Pittsburgh, and they just loved him there. He was a very popular local sportscaster, and to this day, people will say, hey, Dick, I remember you from KDKA. What happened to you after that?
It's true. And when you met him, you were at the Globe, right?
I was. I was writing for the Globe, and I was just doing, you know, like the 10th sidebar on that World Series. It was just a privilege to be there. The best thing that ever happened to me was being at that Globe sports section, because as you guys know, it was a murderer's row. Everybody was the best at his position. It was Peter Gammons on baseball, Bud Collins on tennis, Will McDonough on football, Bob Ryan on basketball.
Incredible sports. It still is. It really is. It's still
really
great.
The funny thing about Chris Berman is that he used to be the runner for, you know, for Dick Stockton.
Mm-hmm. Now he can't run. Now he can't run at all.
He didn't rehab his knee after he blew it out there. But weren't you surprised when you met Chris at how big he is?
He is gigantic. What do you estimate Chris Berman's neck size to be?
You know, he goes to Nate Newton, I think, about... What's that, like 18 maybe?
Well, you know what? He might be an 18, but it sure does look on TV like he's trying to stuff it into a 17.
Yeah, like maybe a 16 and a half neck with a, you know, a 19-inch neck stuffed into a 16 and a half shirt. I really, sometimes I think late in the day his head's going to explode.
No, he's a good guy. And, you know,
we love Chris. We love Chris.
We love Chris. And you can tell that he still loves it.
Yes.
You know, he every Sunday it matters to him. And that's all I care from the announcers is that they have passion for it.
But really, last thing here before we pick the games.
Sure.
And again, someone who's a close friend who comes on the show all the time. We can't get him off the show, so don't take me, don't get down on me for this. The mentally unbalanced Jim Nance.
No, he
isn't. You work with Jim a lot on the set there of the NFL Today.
You know, we mentioned to everybody that works closely with Jim, anybody that comes across Jim Nance, we say it every time, and we're still trying to get that one piece of evidence that will prove he is close to becoming insane.
He is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I mean, he is...
I call him Mr. Minutia. He knows, he just knows everything about everything, but I'll tell you what, he's... Everyone who's ever worked with him loves him. The guy is smart and decent. And how about one year, he might have told you this, one year at the Final Four, it was the, which was it? I think it was Duke's second title. His runner for his guy to get him coaxed was Freddie Couples.
Wow.
Oh, the golfer guy?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That was his college roommate.
That's neat.
Well, he always seems like he's just half a second. You ever see that movie Scanners where the guy's head just exploded? Jim Nance always seems, well, maybe it's just us he's this way with.
No, I really think that everybody, you know, he said, like Leslie will say, he has the gift of minutia like nobody else. They're going to come into that studio one day and Jim will be just rocking in the corner.
it's great.
It's going to happen. We feel like he's a little nervous.
How about we hired Deion Sanders, and Deion told me his main goal was getting a better clothing contract than I have.
That's funny.
Yeah, he's good.
Can you take a girl compliment for a minute before we
sure.
pick the games?
Sure.
You're one POA.
Oh,
I mean, come on.
Listen. You know, do both your mothers listen to this show?
Yeah, my wife listens to this
show. Your wife is right. Matter of fact, I think your wife and Lisa ought to do the show.
Oh, come on. Let's not get crazy. I'm just giving you a compliment, though, okay?
No, your wife she's great.
She knows how to get us to move on, doesn't she?
Giving you a compliment, just saying you're a handsome, handsome woman. And your husband is a very lucky man. Last thing, your husband just got voted into...
The Basketball Hall of Fame,
right.
It was incredible, and I was out. I actually was a guest of Michael Jordan's fantasy camp out in Vegas this summer, and I was really keeping my fingers crossed because people would come over to me like Dean Smith or Billy Cunningham, and they'd say, I voted for Dick, and I was really hoping. It was an incredible honor for him.
Well, he's the greatest, too, and we sure do like you, and now this interview is really going to go south.
Yeah, because we're bringing an element in here that will always cause damage.
He's just people.
Just people.
Here he is, America's guest. Hi, Rudy.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Rudy, you actually found yourself a decent phone today.
Yeah, well, I'm in a hotel room, that's why.
Where are you at today, Rudy?
Jacksonville.
What are you doing in Jacksonville?
Well, it's a big Florida-Georgia football game tomorrow. I'm down here handling it.
All right, well, technically he's working. That's good. So I guess you'll read something nice about the college football broadcasters this weekend.
Remember,
you guys, remember the last time we were all at Rudy's and he had that Wisconsin toilet seat cover?
There you go.
His bathroom is downstairs bathroom decor.
Really? And then it played the fight song when you put the light on.
A tribute.
Yes, yes. All right, we're going to pick them now until they scab and bleed, and here's the order. It'll be Don, Mike, Rudy, and then Leslie Visser. Only Leslie's allowed to tell us why she's picking a certain team. If Rudy says anything other than the team he's selecting, that's what you'll hear.
Rudy, it's going to be tough for you.
Everybody loves the Rudy buzzer. All right, here's the five biggest games of the weekend as picked by someone other than us. Jacksonville at Baltimore. I will take the Ravens.
I'm copycatting Don on this. I asked him about this game. I'm going to go with Baltimore also.
Rudy.
It's a no sweat, Baltimore.
Okay, Leslie.
Baltimore, even though they've had a lot of turnovers and sacks, they are the defending Super Bowl champions. This will not be a contest.
Big game. Minnesota, Tampa Bay. I'll take Minnesota.
I'm going to go with the Buccaneers.
And I'll take these Vikings.
Okay, Leslie?
I think the Buccaneers at home, remember at one time this would have been the battle for first place in the NFC Central, but the Buccaneers, both teams are struggling. They need it more.
Okay, next game we're picking.
Who would have thought this would be a good game?
San Francisco at the Bears. I'll take San Francisco.
I like San Francisco. Rudy?
The Bears' year since...
What? Just pick one, Rudy.
The Bears.
The Bears. Okay, Leslie.
The Bears, led by Brian Urlacher. This is their year, although this is the most underrated coach right now in the country is Steve Mariucci.
Okay, and how about New England at Denver? New England Patriots.
I like the Denvers. Rudy?
Give me New England. They're the hot team.
Rudy?
Just the team, please. And Leslie?
No, I think the Broncos, their offense is sputtering, but they bounce back at home.
All right, and the final game of the week that we're picking here. Oh, man, this is a good one. Oakland at Philadelphia. I'll take the Raiders.
I will also take Oakland. Big upset.
Just for that, I'm going the other way. Philly.
Leslie?
I love that after the Eagles beat the Giants, Andy Reid yelled at the fans, "How about those cheesecakes?" I say the Eagles.
The Eagles, all right. Well, there you go. There they are, the games picked by just people.
Just people.
Just people. We picked them until they scabbed in blood. Leslie, you're wonderful.
You guys are great. I can't believe you have Rudy on. That can't be a ratings enhancer.
No, it's not. That's why he's always on at the very end of the segment.
Did she tell you she knew Bob Ryan before she knew Dick Stockton?
Oh, come
Rudy,
on now.
I knew you when you wore a white belt. Don't make it clear.
Okay.
Goodbye, guys.
All right.
We'll see you.
Bye, Leslie. Thank you, Leslie.
That's funny. I knew you when you wore a white belt. Can't get any worse than that.
I meant that about her. She, you know, what is she, like 50 or something? She's
about 47, 48, I think.
Yeah. Pretty nicely put together.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean,
there might even be some people at ABC second-guessing themselves.
Oh, yeah, because the whole Melissa Stark thing.
Right.
Pretty cute girl she is. I mean, woman. And a hell of a broadcast.
No, Rudy. It was for just the two women on the sidelines, Melissa Stark and Leslie.
You don't have to tell Rudy anything. You remember that one Super Bowl, that big kiss.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh. My God, Rudy. Oh, I don't think he did that, Rob.
No, he didn't do that.
He didn't do that, but I mean, for goodness sakes, he was checking around for tonsillitis. Rudy was getting a kiss from Leslie Vester. It was just like it was all... She had to push him away, you know. Stop it. Stop it, Rudy. Stop.
Rudy lost his whole upper plate.
Stop it. You're hurting me, you son of a bitch. Stop it. Stop it.
Dick Facto was standing right there, but it happens all the time.
How do you think that belt turned white?
All right, Rudy, America's guest, America's number one TV sports journalist from USA Today. Rudy, what is the nugget, something we would not have known if we were not talking to you, the guru of TV sports?
Well, how about this, guys?
How about this?
Yeah, Redskins owner Dan Snyder, maybe he deserves an applause for once.
Why?
I'm hearing that he nixed the trade that Marty Schottenheimer was trying this past week to trade Michael Westbrook to Denver for a third-round draft pick before the trading deadline.
And why is that good?
Well, because Westbrook, there's still some value to this guy, and why give him away for a third-rounder?
Because they're going to lose him next year because he's going to be a free agent.
My sources say that maybe Dan Snyder wants to keep him, wants to re-sign him.
Oh, all right. Good luck to him.
Still no applause from here.
Oh, okay.
What can I say? He's...
Just people.
Just people. Rudy Martsky from USA Today. Have a great time in Jacksonville.
Okay, guys.
There's more Waffle Houses per square mile in Jacksonville than anywhere in America.
I've only seen 15.
All right. Have a great time.
Okay, guys.
Thanks for getting Leslie on the show.
Okay, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Rudy.
Bye now.
And now...
There he goes.
There he is.
Yeah, right. He's a workaholic.
Yes, he is.
It's cocktail hour now. Rudy Martsky.
That was my last work of the day.
It's the only work of the day. Yeah, only work
of the day. Ever since we went to middays, Rudy gets to bed a little earlier.
All right. Thank you, Leslie. Thank you, Rudy. Now let's go to Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Maribota,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
I mean, he made it up.
That'd be a pretty nice sandwich, actually. I'm thinking you got Leslie on one side, and you got Bonnie on the other side.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, nice sandwich. Yeah, I think so.
Sure would.
Yeah, side order of Stark.
What, side order of Melissa Stark?
Yeah.
Now you put Melissa Stark in, you have a club sandwich.
She'd be fantastic.
You put Jill Arrington in there, you have
a Dagwood. A Barbieri side salad.
Wow. And you put Shelley Smith in there just because you need some ham.
Yum, yum.
They're not all beautiful.
All right.
Buzz, what is the lead story tonight on the news and the comments?
Today, the latest on the war between Salt Lake City and Las Vegas.
Oh, there's a war.
Yes, there is.
And, you know, we're heard in both cities.
Yes, we are.
Indeed.
We can take sides.
Live in both cities.
They're at war.
Okay, all right. Well, stay tuned, everybody. Well, I'm with the gamblers over the Mormons.
Well, you'll see.
Okay, all right. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show is very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's the national number from D.C. Call 202-432-1067. After all, we're all
just people.
Right.
Okay. Car is Don. Hey means Mike. Kung Fu means the Don Mike Show.
Now let's go right to the news cubicle. And here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The mayor of Las Vegas is threatening to go to war against Salt Lake City, Utah. He says officials there are busing homeless people to Vegas to get them out of town before the 2002 Olympics. Salt Lake City officials deny that.
That's what Castro did to, during that boat lift.
Right.
The homeless.
Just people.
One Salt Lake City official's been quoted as saying that the mayor of Las Vegas needs to turn down the volume on all those slot machines. It's messing with his head.
A woman. This is pretty funny. Little city fight.
It is. You almost never hear this. A woman who cares for the homeless in Vegas says she has noticed no increase in that population lately.
So the mayor of Vegas is just simply saying he thinks they're busing homeless people.
That's what he believes.
Big bus loads. Come on, everybody.
All right. And they're actually using the word war, oddly enough.
War. Well, again, I would go with Vegas in the war.
Even with the squirrely mayor, you know, it's a more fun town.
Yeah. I mean, besides, in a fight, who do you think is going to win?
Yeah.
I mean, Vegas all mobbed up.
Oh, yay. Vegas has a lot more resources.
They have the guns.
Well, they got in Salt Lake City, Carl Malone. That's it. Right?
Right.
Basketball player.
They have, of course, gods on their side.
Yes.
Well, some would say God's on their side.
That's right.
Some would say.
Somebody who's one of the black tape table would say, no way.
Yeah.
Well, after a couple of years on the job, the head of the American Red Cross is resigning. Bernadine Healy says she'll leave at the end of this year. No official word on why, but she
way to hang in there during tough times.
She was criticized for recruiting so many blood donors after the attack on America. Critics said much of that blood would go to waste. The American Red Cross says nothing was wasted.
Now, let them drink it on Survivor.
Here it is again. Anthrax update in 40 seconds or less.
All right.
Ready, go.
There may be more anthrax letters than we thought, and they may be spreading spores through the mail system. That's the theory after a State Department worker who's never been to a contaminated facility developed a life-threatening case of the disease. 4 truckloads of Washington, D.C. mail that may have been contaminated with anthrax have been shipped to Ohio for decontamination. In New York, the head of the Postal Workers Union says if the city's main processing station is not shut down, he'll tell his members not to go to work there. Word is, it is a skeletal crew there today. And Mayor Giuliani says he's complained to the FBI about its failure to share anthrax information with him. One report says Rudy is visibly angry about that.
That's it.
Done. Made
it. Good for you. Good for you, Buzz.
The U.S. Border Patrol is shifting 100 agents from the Mexican border to the Canadian border.
Hey, Buzz, hold on. I got somebody from Vegas about that story you just
had. Oh, good. Okay, excellent.
Guy says his mother-in-law is the city manager of Las Vegas. Is that true? Lane?
Yeah.
Lane, your mother-in-law is the city manager for Las Vegas?
Yeah, she works closely with Oscar Goodman, who's the mayor of Las Vegas.
Oscar Goodman.
Is it Bittman or Goodman?
Goodman. Good
O-O-D. Like Alan Goodman.
Hello, D.
Hello, M.
Send us your homeless.
All right, so
What is your take on this? Are the Salt Lake?
I'm just going to say that Oscar is a pretty intelligent man. So if he thinks that's happening, I would have to say that it is.
Hmm. Well, consider that a volley towards the city of Salt Lake. All right. Here's another call from Vegas. Here is Jim from Vegas. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Dan and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, they're absolutely right, man. I drive around all day fixing furniture, and I've hit 7 of them already today.
Oh, God.
And they've taken away the point system, man.
Is it?
I don't even get 10 points a bum anymore.
Do you think they're new homeless or are they bust in homeless?
Oh, these are new homeless because you know they got shoes on, so they got to be coming from the cold country up in Salt Lake.
There's a clue, Johnny Sensatore.
Thank you, my friend. All right,
you're welcome.
Here's Joel from Las Vegas. Joel.
Hey, I just didn't know if you guys knew it, but as long as you brought the mobsters, that our mayor used to be the mobster's attorney here in Vegas for many, many, many years.
Hey, all right.
He was like Spilatro and all them guys. He was actually in the movie Vegas.
I remember hearing about this.
He was in the movie?
He was in the movie Vegas. He was, I think he was playing the attorney in the movie Vegas. He's a really neat mayor. He's a bitching guy, and I'll think he definitely stands up for this town.
All right.
See you guys.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
It's just people.
Just people.
Busting in there, homeless. Well, no one from Salt Lake has called to deny this yet.
A shocker. Shocker, we're getting more feedback from Vegas.
Well, in Salt Lake, they've got to get their buggies.
Right.
You know.
That's right, they're little Surreys with the fringe on top. So the Border Patrol moving 100 agents from the Mexican border to the Canadian border.
We thought it would be a good idea.
Now, this move takes place Sunday, according to UPI, for national security reasons.
Oopy.
Apprehensions along the southern border have been down in the last couple of years, and there was evidence, apparently, that some of the terrorists involved in the attack on America entered the country through Canada. Caffeine may help us win the war against Osama.
Yeah, good.
All right. The National Academy of Sciences says caffeine can help soldiers speed their reaction time and improve performance on complicated tasks.
Why don't we just send them some speed? Send them some black beauties.
Sure. Keep listening. A medical officer at Fort Detrick, Maryland says the military believes this caffeine extremely important in the effort against terrorism. The Academy report says caffeine will boost military capabilities at crucial moments and for longer periods of time.
Because I want you to listen to a table of a couple of soldiers who were recently given high levels of caffeine.
Yeah, what's that?
Here you go. It's from the Army training film.
I think it's this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way. No.
Wow.
No, they're fast.
They are wired.
The military is reportedly considering putting caffeine into nutrition bars and or chewing gum, and it's reportedly considering other drugs that could help soldiers stay alert.
If we start announcing we're giving coke away, you're gonna see Joe Artinger enlist tomorrow.
Welcome to the new volunteer army.
Again. Elvis Presley, reporting for duty.
Man, I tell you, they gave me this stuff for that. I had to get some real good stuff from this quarter-size hole in my foot, man.
Hey, Jack. Hey, Taliban. I haven't slept for 4 days.
Stop that Afghani. I'm a federal officer.
If that's the case, Daryl Strawberry would be a general.
Uncle Sam.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I forgot.
Again, call me in the office.
Yes, Colonel.
Again, Uncle Sam wants you to give him ideas about fighting terrorism.
Kill him.
The Pentagon is asking folks to send their ideas. It says the good ones will be put right to work. The Defense Department is asking for a one-page outline of your idea by December 23rd.
I want to say, this is bad. This is bad PR for America.
If officials like it, they'll ask you for a 12-page explanation.
One
after that.
Fiki. This is bad PR for America.
You got a fiki. If you make it to phase three, you'll be paid for your idea.
F-E-K-E. What's that mean?
Find them, kill them.
Yeah, I mean, this is bad. This is bad that America's announcing we're not. Hey, listen.
Bad when a radio station does it.
Yeah. Except when a radio station does it, it's fake. Like, you know, we asked you what you wanted from a radio station.
Now it's like they just don't have ideas.
You might have the winning idea in your pocket right now. Hello.
Hey, this is Scott Shannon.
I've got an idea. Send me your ideas and I'll give you candy.
That sucks on so many levels.
It's a little sad.
That makes me unproud to be an American.
That is between that and the caffeine.
At least I know I'm free. No, I'm fine with giving our soldiers whatever. Give them speed. Let them stay up 24-7.
An extra cup of coffee.
But Jesus Christ. You know, imagine that. They're having to meet a big joint chiefs of staff to go, Christ, I'm tapped. Let's put it up to a contest.
This is an idea from Little Sally.
Just people.
Just people.
Just people. That's good. Write back and tell her to send us 12 more pages.
Beaky. Might have killed him. Yeah. Miss America won't be in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade this year. She's been told to stay home because Donald Trump's Miss Universe will be in the parade instead.
Oh, God.
Never mind patriotism. The Donald wants an international beauty on his float instead of Miss America, who's been a staple in that parade since about 1965.
Get me the seat right in back of the catcher so I get maximum TV time.
It should also be noted that Miss Universe is from Puerto Rico, where Macy's has just opened a new store.
Oh, Rob, what are you booing Puerto Rico?
My God. Never mind that Miss America visited the rescue workers at Ground Zero, quoting her, "It's just disappointing."
I want some blonde hair dye and also that seat in back of home plate.
He's got the worst comb over in the history of comb overs.
It's blonder now. Have you noticed?
And did you guys see when we were on the New Jersey Turnpike on the way to Linden, New Jersey the other night to go bowling? There was that giant billboard.
Right.
It's got the American flag and the eagle, and it says something like, you know, "Justice will be ours, proud to be an American," whatever. And on the bottom, it just says, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Just his personal message to the city.
To calm everyone.
Thanks, Don.
I'm Donald Trump.
You want to do something for the city? How about cutting my mortgage in half?
At least.
The goddamn building that I live in there. I mean, give me a hand on that, Don.
Gary Condit's wife appeared in public yesterday, and for the first time since that scandal broke, she said she completely supports her husband.
Oh, God.
Quoting Carolyn Condit, "I'm behind Gary 100%, and I hope you will be, too."
Oh, my. Hold on. I got a bus. There's a dumbass.
President of the Dumbass Society.
You want to be behind him because that's not in the line of fire.
Safer there.
Hold on. Buzz, assume I got an idea. Patrick.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? It's for Buzz. I just wanted to find out where to send the information for that idea for the on terrorism.
Yes, Pentagon, Washington, D.C.
All right.
That's who's asking for it, the Defense Department. I don't have their exact address in front of me, but they're in the book.
Call me crazy right now, but don't you think they might want to cut down on the mail?
And
yeah, really.
And when you're right, put attention, Scott and Todd.
Attention! Yeah. Attention!
Hey, do you mind telling us what your idea is?
Well, yeah.
You afraid someone
I've been telling my friends for three weeks a month now is, you get all of the heads of these terrorist groups, you line them up on a satellite feed for across the whole world. You slice them up with razor blades, throw salt on them, put a hog's head on them because you don't have swine on them, so they have swine on them, so they don't go to Allah. And then you kick them off into shark-infested waters.
Send that express man.
Oh, yeah, right.
I thought it was a lovely idea, and he told it so well.
With such enthusiasm.
Oh, yes, I love the idea.
Okay.
Lee, I told you it would work.
No. All right, goodbye. He's just people.
Just people.
Just people.
Just people.
That's Pentagon Lifesavers promotion. She was talking, Carolyn Condit was talking to 600 folks as she accepted a plaque honoring her husband's contributions to the future University of California campus in Merced.
He planted his seed here today.
Condit still hasn't said if he's running for re-election next Thursday. It'll be 6 months since Chandra Levy's disappearance.
Buzz, we got a break?
All right.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We cut the chit-chat a-hole.
Their penises enjoy being with women.
Sure.
Don and Mike.
Sure, I penis woman.
Woman penis.
Are you ready for this? Next week on the show, our Halloween spooktacular continues.
Scary.
On Tuesday's episode, the studio will be turned into a vomitorium.
All right.
As we have a pumpkin pie eating contest.
Pumpkin pie.
We're going to get guys and girls. We're going to pay you per pie.
Okay.
For instance, if you eat a whole pumpkin pie in 5 minutes, you win $50.
All right.
Eat a whole pumpkin pie in a minute.
Right.
You win $250.
Wow.
Incredible.
You eat another pumpkin pie in another 2 minutes, you win another $250.
That'd be a total of $500 for two pies About a half a second.
You eat three pies in 6 minutes. You win $750.
Uh-huh.
You eat four entire pumpkin pies, store-bought, in 8 minutes. You win $1,000.
If you eat more than that, you will be in the back of an ambulance.
Boom. So, and you will have various cash prizes for as much as people can eat.
Right.
Also next week on the show, it's another one of our world famous freak shows, kind of like a What Would You Do show. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a show where you do stunts that scare us.
Scary kids.
And I don't mean like coming in with an envelope that you've put flour.
We have none of that.
Yeah, no anthrax. No, I mean like stunts, like when the lady set her nipples on fire that time on the show.
Fabulous Halloween scary stunts.
Be doing that, giving away money, courtesy Simply Wireless, Sprint PCS. Go to simplywireless.com or call 1-888-222-8484. And a special edition of Tuesday Night Bowling, Don and Mike Gunner Balls. We are trying to make it two in a row, as we take on the team called Just Throw the Damn Ball.
Can't wait.
Tuesday night, 7:30 is when we hit the lanes at AMF Bowling. That's in Annandale, Virginia. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, fellas? You got to put me in that contest, man.
Which one?
The pumpkin pie eating contest.
Okay, you know what? Wait till Monday. We're gonna be asking for calls on Monday.
Monday, you'll have your chance to sign up. Monday.
Oh, yeah, I'm so hungry. I'm not eating all weekend.
Okay, don't eat all weekend. But the contest is Tuesday. Don't forget that. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. I want to get in on the pumpkin pie eating contest.
See, everybody wants to eat pumpkin pie.
Please wait until Monday's episode.
And please don't call it pumpkin pie. Call it pumpkin pie.
P-U-N. K-I-N.
Pumpkin pie.
If we could we go Punky Pie?
Punky Pie.
Punky Pie.
Punky Pie.
P-I-N.
Pinky Pie. Pinky
Hello. Pie.
Don and Mike Show.
Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Daryl Hall checking in. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, my hairy girl, Christians, what's going on?
Hey, hi.
Yeah, I got another Halloween challenge. If you really want a scary big challenge, give your listeners a couple of months and see if they can get G. Gordon Liddy some ratings. That's a big challenge.
Scary. Yeah, that's a scary challenge. Take more than a couple of months, incidentally. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing? This is Ryan calling from Bethesda.
Hi, Ryan.
Listen, I was wondering if Rob Bay was going to be announcing the starting lineup for the Redskins anymore.
No, all they have Rob do now at the stadium on the weekends is come out for the kick a field goal and win a prize thing.
And then cheer on the sidelines with the Redskins.
I was there last weekend and I witnessed that, but I want to go back to that tape if you got it. That was hilarious when he was announcing the Redskins.
Oh, where my voice failed me, yeah.
Oh, no, here it is, right here. It's,
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
No, they're not letting Rob do that anymore.
Oh,
but it's not because of that, I would need to say. It's just they've changed the lineup.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, is Donnie there?
I'm here.
Now, Donnie, I have to say that I've seen your picture on the website, and I was very, very pleased.
Thank you, Helen.
I'd never ever seen it before, and
thank you,
I'm
Helen.
Quite surprised. You're beautiful.
Thank you, Miss Keller. Thank you.
Gorgeous.
She's just people.
Just people.
Just people. Deaf, dumb, and blind.
Not bad.
Thank you, honey.
You would not say that if you saw me, though.
What?
You would not say that if you saw me. Guaranteed.
No, honey. I'm saying you're saying that I'm hot. You must be deaf, dumb, and blind.
Okay.
Who is the?
Oops! I just shot myself in the foot, didn't I?
Who is this?
Hold it, Sharon Stone. I've been told Nicole Eggert, I think her name is, from Charles and Charge.
Charles and Charge. Oh, yeah. The girl's hot. The girl's hot. Hold on. Hold
All right, well, I just wanted to tell you how cute you were, so I got to go.
Hold on, please. Get it. Oh, there she goes. Too bad. That was one for the file.
Yeah,
a number for the file.
Like the wind, she is gone.
Clear the lines. 877-365-3636. That's the national number, DC 202-432-1067. Call 100. Right now, sorry, Buzz, I forgot we were right in the middle of the news. You have to forgive me. I'm
just people.
I'm just people.
A high school security guard in New Jersey admits he recruited two students to work as strippers. He says he persuaded a third to be photographed in the nude.
The guard was arrested Wednesday and suspended from his job. Later that day, he pleaded guilty to three charges. The girls, ages 16 and 17, were students at Woodrow Wilson High in Camden.
The gang.
You know what else the terrorists made us do?
What?
They made us run out and buy more television sets. Whether it was to stay informed or to get distracted from the news, the Consumer Electronics Association says sales went up by 100,000 sets in the past month, while sales for other products fell off. The group says the sales of digital TVs is up, especially since the prices are starting to come down a little. The group says the sales of cell phones also went up in the last month. Stick a fork in Emerald, he's done or might as well be. NBC says...
Bam!
...taking his sitcom off the air during the crucial November rating sweeps.
Oh, that's a shock.
Hey, everybody, Anthrax with ya. A Northern California housewife is... She's been using that name for 20 years, at least in the local phone book. She says it started as a joke when she was a teenager. She uses it in the book to, so only her friends can find her.
Let's go to Anthrax in the Eye of the Sky right now.
Yeah, she's in the book so her friends can find her, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to use her if she, like, used her proper name.
Exactly.
I know, Paul.
And in sports, game one of the World Series. In...
You're not telling me, Paul.
See, you get it? The girl's name was Anthrax.
I know, Paul.
I know you like... He likes a good joke. It's Anthrax.
Paul. Game one of the World Series tomorrow night in Phoenix. Finally, a German tourist.
Oh, hey, hold on, Buzzy. Hey, Lisa, what happened to the dumb DJs from Phoenix? Are they calling Monday?
Oh, for the bet?
Yeah. We're going to bet something, though, something outrageous.
Cool. Outrageous.
With these disc jockeys from Phoenix. Some crazy morning show wants to make a bet with us. Yankees versus Diamondbacks.
Any head shaving required?
No, no. It's something like... it involves fecal.
Oh, like we'll send their...
It involves fecal matter.
Oh.
That's all. Well, aren't you pretty sure the Yankees are going to win?
Yeah, but are they setting it up or are we?
No, we're setting it up.
Oh, really?
We're setting it up.
So we send them a baggie or that way you can't send that in the mail?
No. It's just. It's good.
We're not going to have to touch or eat anything if there's an upset.
No. If we lose, we'll welch.
Ah, good.
Ah, okay. Like always.
I love very good.
Did we not hear from the D? Well, I guess she's doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought the DJs were supposed to call today.
DJ.
I guess not. Anyway, Buzz, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
At prison and hard labor. The 65-year-old man says oral sex is legal in Germany but was outlawed in Zambia. Zambian officials say ignorance of the law is no excuse, and they say they went easy on the tourist because...
I can't hear you.
It was his first offense.
I beg your pardon?
There he is. You're on trial.
Normally, that which Zambian law defines as an unnatural act is good for 14 years in prison.
I've always had trouble hearing you.
Easy on this guy.
65.
Can't hear a word you say.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
I'm not here.
Just people.
I know.
No. That's it. Thanks for another great show. Great week of shows. Thanks for all the calls. Appreciate it. Have a great and safe weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you. Free to love you more. We will be back Monday with the all-new episode. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. Michael Warner.
Oh, no. If you had only been assertive, you would have been. Sorry. Bummer every summer. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm calling 100.
Is that a question, Mark?
That is a question, yeah. Don.
Too weak.
Sorry, honey.
Oh,
damn. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bud, buddies. I'm caller 100.
There you go. That's all it takes. Hi, what's your name?
Zach.
Zach, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Zach, you want round trip airfare for two anywhere in the contiguous United States from Orbitz.com. Visit planet Earth via Orbitz.com. It's Orbitz with a Z. The travel site with the most low fares, proudly created by the world's leading airlines. Thank you, Zach.
Cool, thanks so much.
Yeah, that's... No, that guy's from California. That wasn't the guy from the college radio station in New York.
17-year-old Zach Ross.
Zach Ross. Our next, the Leslie Visser today, Rudy Martsky, Charlie Stossel, and, of course, the Tom Gavin Experiment.
Yay!
They're just people.
Thank you.
Just people.
Yeah.
Hello.
OJ.
Thanks, OJ Simpson, for coming on the show today.
Uncle James Simpson.
That's it. We got to go. Have a great weekend. Goodbye to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And Rob.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Throw your hat in the air, please, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. We will see him Monday.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.